Before the podcast, here's a word from our sponsor.
Now lockdown has lifted, it is more important than ever to get out there and put on your smile.
Good health starts with good habits, and Quip make it easy by delivering all of the oral care essentials you need to care for your mouth.
The Quip electric toothbrush is loved by over 7 million mouths and has timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute clean, a lightweight and sleek design for adults and kids, with no wires or bulky charger to weigh you down, a multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter, reusable handles in a range of sleek metal hues, including best-selling all black and all pink, as well as bright plastic colours sure to make a pop to your bathroom counter.
On top of your brushing, you can upgrade your Quip with a new smart motor to track and improvise your brushing with the free Quip app. Earn amazing awards like free refills, products, Target gift cards, and much, much more.
If you get quip.com/Sean right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/Sean. Spelled GETQUIP.com/Sean. SHAUN. Quip. The Good Habits Company.
Smart electric toothbrushes for adults and kids have all the guiding features of our original brush with a new Bluetooth smart motor that connects to the free Quip app. So you can track your brushing, get tips and daily coaching, and earn rewards for good habits like brushing 2 minutes twice a day. Why? A healthy mouth is its own reward, but free gifts like refills, discounts and products can also motivate people to consistently brush better.
Yes, people, hope you're good in this bad weather. It's that fine rain where you get soaked, see? So, the bottom line is the ongoing dilemma between me and Sean Atwood. Hopefully, wanting to be solved. So, he's coming up today. Him, his co-host Jenny, and their cameraman. They've travelled all the way from down south today to come up here, spend a couple of hours with me, have a sit down, have some food, and of course, document everything. I'm not shy to ask questions, and I won't suffer no legal answers back due to legal blah, blah, blah. That'll all be cleared up before I ask him anything. So I'm not here, as I stated on my live feed the other night, I'm not here to trip him up. I'm not here to set him up or shit on him or make his reputation get questioned any further like it has been over the last 2 years. So that's what it's about me shutting doors, opening new ones and moving on with this message. Always been the case with me, the message, choose a life, not a knife. Always. Peace out, I'll keep you updated on my way to the train station. So there you go, bang.
There you go, people, rolling into Newstead train station. I've got a message off Sean saying they're going to be half an hour late, so I'll just have to get there like I always am, early. Clock back Shirley, observe what's going on, observe if everything's fantastic and ready to go, and then go and meet him. Anyway,
so I'm here, people, got myself a little pack lunch, and as I'm walking through the train station, we've got confrontations everywhere. Going off in Birmingham, Newstead, people. No. ready for that. We'll let you know when he's coming. So I'm still here. Just got a message off them telling me that they're here. So let's go and look for them. Can't be hard to spot them, can it, really? Or can it? Yeah, how are you, mate?
Right, I'm with Sean.
How are you? Where is he?
He's just gone to use the loo.
Met his cameraman.
All right.
Where's his girl?
Same, gone to use the loo. So they said they're going to come down one of the escalators. I don't know which one, but...
They sent me a message saying the coming down, mate. Who were you with? You with someone else? You with a red-haired fellow with a camera?
No, just me, Sean.
Looks like someone's following us then.
Oh, there they are.
Hello.
You okay? Are you sure?
Good, darling.
You have a look, Sean, instead of Auntie. This is Sean. Finally met him again. Got Jenny, got the cameraman. Yeah. Let's get this done. Yeah.
So we just took over this train. We finally made it to Birmingham, meeting Darren. And he's taking us to his house right now. We're going to check out his art. We're going to be talking about his mission, L5 Alive, Choose a Life, Not a Knife, and discussing possible collaborations going forward. Darren just told us about an exciting project he's got an opportunity for right now at the station. Are you all right to talk about that, Darren?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so tomorrow I'm going to play a part in a film. It's not a low budget one, but it's not a high budget one. It's just in the middle. There's a lot of screen actors in there that he's used to, like Coronation Street and Hollyoaks and places like that. So I've got the opportunity to go in there, try and act. If I come off good, opportunities might open up for me, and there you go. My life's flowing. Everything's getting better.
And what's the gist of the movie? Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, it's about an ex-militant, well, a soldier that's coming back from service. But he's got PTSD and how it's affecting his private life and his social life here on the streets. So I'm playing a doorman. So I might as well go see what happens. Any prospects pop up, take them, innit?
Definitely, especially if you're collaborating with people at that level. That's what it's all about.
To go from my first time of acting to be on a stage with them actors, it's good, innit?
Do you feel comfortable acting?
I've never acted.
Well, I've acted all the time. Do you have to learn lines in advance and shit?
They just left them open for me.
Or just start looking on.
Just fucking get into character.
They just want me to be natural on it.
Just get into character.
Yeah, they call me Jazz.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That'd be brilliant.
You'd be natural, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I might turn up tomorrow and it's a setup. I might end up getting into this public house where I'm going. It's half shut down for us. I might get in there. There might be a crowd of 20 men with one kid in the middle wanting to straighten it on camera. So that's what I'm hoping it is.
That's the kind of thing Wildman.
That's
the kind of thing Wildman would say.
Oh, have you got his
And brought him with us, actually.
What is he?
He's not fell out in the car. No.
What is it?
It's a photo of his mate, Wildman.
Oh, you fucking kidding me? Brought Wildman's pitch, it's fallen out in the car.
It's alright, I've got something about Wildman in
the Sweet, sweet.
Got that little thing, haven't I?
No, it's a big frame picture. Can't believe that.
Travelled all the way 3 hours up here.
I know. So watching Darren's stuff, Jen.
Yes.
What do you think of like how the intensity of how he speaks and like
I think it's brilliant, I really do. And I really that mystery sending out that nightclub manager.
But people take it as aggressive, don't they?
Do they? Why do you think it is?
I think it's a passion, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it's more passion coming out aggressively instead of passion.
In one part, you've got to have that passion to get that message across. So it's just.
I've got all the passion in the world.
Yeah.
People don't like my passion.
Do they not?
People don't like me. You're only slaying them.
I know you've got a few.
The criminal fraternity don't like me. Here's our station.
Oh, we're here.
Sweet. I'm in the lift with Jen, James, Darren G, Selly Oak station. About to go to his house now. Okay. Just getting everybody in. All right.
Thank you.
Left. I'm only in. This is shared out. What I'm in. Just call up the accommodation.
So how long have you been here now?
3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, that's amazing,
Alaska. Yeah, I saw some videos about some idiots.
That's what I'm living with. Fucking idiots.
Are you still with them?
It makes me jail hard. I'm not even in jail, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in jail, I've just got to look sure on yourself. Something like that, to be honest.
Right, so now we've got, how long a walk is it?
15 minutes.
15 minute walk.
It's a student heading round here.
Yeah.
Students everywhere.
Oh yeah, look at that, University of Birmingham up there.
Yeah, United Students.
Trip them out.
Too much trouble?
No, not really.
No.
The most trouble you get is, since I've been here, it's students, a bit loud.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's getting a bit louder.
Other than that, probably one of the best places in Birmingham to come and raise your kids and stuff here, Ronnie.
Really?
Yeah.
Got everything here. Gymnastics classes. There's just everything on your doorstep in the Celio. That's what's good about it.
So do you go to one gym in particular?
No, I fluctuate from gym to gym.
Right.
I've been watching your videos and fucking hell, how many weights?
I just do my body weight. It's not that, I only weigh 80 kg.
You hung up them and, like, it didn't move and then you pulled it down. And I was like, that's impressive.
Loads of people do that. You've probably never seen many men training. Some women watch that shit and get wet.
Yeah, that stuff when you're going upside down off the bars, that was fucking...
That's
calolistics,
isn't it? Calolistics. I can't say the word, to be honest, but it's along them lines.
Yeah.
It's just core strength, basically.
How often do you go to gym next day?
What?
Do you go to the gym most days?
Yeah.
He doesn't fucking sleep. He's like doing live streams throughout the night.
He's got mad energy, mate. It's weird.
All night long live streams, then he's going off to the gym.
Mate, when I did the day of podcasting, I fucked. Like Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait to get that.
Yeah, it's knackered, isn't it?
I will quit, don't I?
You're doing those bloody things, yeah. It's all those.
I want to get them on film.
What was that? Bags in the way. She likes showing off her boots.
I think they're getting quite a reaction.
Yeah, we put a video out this morning, everyone's like, fucking hell.
Driving a man. So, good value.
Finally made it to the room I've been watching so much of, hours and hours of Darren's content, and here I am in the room in Birmingham He's got it decked out nice. Here's his art. Darren has been offering some of these for sale. Are they all for sale, all the painted ones?
He will be. Yeah. He will be in the end, yeah.
Yeah. So anyone interested in that, we're going to have all of Darren's links in the description box. If you want to support his work, invest in his art. And I really like this badass 3D Bruce Lee over here.
Well, that went. That was given to me, that.
Was it?
Yeah.
By one of the viewers?
No, by I was going to say an inmate, by an housemate in the old house.
Right.
That's a bit damaged now, you know, it's been getting turned around.
Yeah.
But
it's got a character, hasn't it? It's cool.
It's just different,
so, work in progress?
Yep.
I like that piece.
Yeah.
I don't know where it comes from, to be honest with you, Sean. If you think about it, 4 months ago, I never painted in my life.
And what made you want to start?
That experience there.
That one?
So I just needed to get that image off my head.
Yes.
So I got canvas. I was trying to...
No, it's still going. It's just on power saving.
I was trying to explain that image to people, and they couldn't really grasp what I was saying, so we had to just get it off my own head, put on that, and then since that... It just hasn't stopped.
You're a busy man.
Therapeutic mainly, that's why it's all there.
Yeah,
therapy.
It's like meditation, isn't it? In the zone.
That's all it's for, basically, to keep me mind focused on positive shit instead of negative. So.
Now, all the music we've been listening to on Jen's phone on the way up here is in this picture.
Yes!
Who is it, Tupac?
Oh, I had a bit of Biggie Souls on, and had a bit of Dr. Dre 2001.
So around that time, innit, when our generation thing got brought up on the likes of G Unit and Dr. Dre and Master P and people like that.
Yeah.
War, it is not men, but the man that counts.
That's in the Napoleon Bonaparte shot, that mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like cheese.
Got it on my arm as well.
Yeah.
It's up here. And the Quintus Elementum
means Quintus, meaning the fifth. It's my son's name, innit. Quintus means the fifth in Latin. And then Elementum means the fifth element.
Wow. So that's what Quintus came from. Congratulations. Yeah, that's brilliant. I fucking read a couple of books about Napoleon in prison. What a story.
They put him in a small, tiny man.
And how he like rose up again at the end.
It's mad, isn't it? He dealt with him by then,
hadn't he? They just give him a bit of breathing space, didn't he?
They had to box him off on the island, didn't he? And he was doing his head and he died.
That's
it.
Ruined him.
Well, to rise up from just being a soldier to what he became.
He was a proper revolutionist, weren't he?
Yeah.
You've heard of, he was a French revolutionist, weren't he? But you've got Cuban revolutions, like Navarro, Che Guevara, all them.
Oh, yeah.
They're all on the same level.
Russell Brand's always going on about him.
At the time of their heights of their revolutions, like, they're classed as terrorists.
Yes. Yeah.
And they were classed as terrorists for most of their lives because of how they were behaving, but they weren't.
I'd say to Sean, I'd love to get Russell Brand on the podcast.
Yeah.
You might do. It'd be good to get him on. He's very philosophical, isn't he?
And the way he speaks about addiction.
He knows everything. Will he be in there?
Yeah, totally.
I think he was caught up in the mix of addictions alongside that Amy Winehouse, and I'm not too sure. I think he's part of the same group in London that was...
Sort of,
you know, experimenting with heroin and all that stuff, so he knows. If he's been there, he's done it.
That was sad with her, wasn't it? Didn't she come out of rehab or something? Alcohol withdrawal, was it, that did her in?
You never know, me, do you? You can't say. If the family don't release details, then they're not going to release details. Everyone can assume and jump to conclusions because she used drugs a lot, but you don't really know, do you?
Yeah.
And that's why she's agreed.
Her voice, honestly.
Stunning. But did you see a couple of performances, I think it was Glastonbury, where she got absolutely fucking
hammered?
And I was like, mate, you're ruining it.
I prefer the documentary where she's like about to win a major award and all the like biggest names are there, and they think they're going to get it.
Yeah.
And then they call her up and they're all like, who's this? And she's like,
A small, powerful woman.
Totally.
Wrecked by a man and drugs, basically. And that's what happens to loads of small, powerful women these days. They get a horrible, nasty man in their life, get them hooked on drugs, and they're finished off them.
And that's why this is so important, especially what you're saying about the family side and the women on the estate.
If you can't see it, the only people that can't see it are involved in it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Anyone else who's not involved in it are looking at that situation going, this is shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only people are saying it's boss are the ones that are distributing the poison.
And the cops are in and out with them.
Majority of them have been in Liverpool for decades. Since we were kids, there's been corruption right through the police force in Liverpool. Nothing's going to change.
Didn't someone get arrested high up in Liverpool? Like,
was it the mayor or somebody?
Joe Anderson, the mayor, didn't
you?
I was exposing him 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I've been hearing conversations about him taking contracts out. Or he's got a brother, so basically he's got family, his family have got mates. Them mates were securing contracts on a lot of council buildings throughout the city. Cameras, carpets, anything like that was going to his family's friends and he was getting a contract for it. And he'd get a lump out of it. And the rest.
That's how these private prisons work as well, just hand out all the contracts to the mates. The phone calls, the food, everything.
Yeah, it's all based on contracts to private prison.
Yeah.
That's how they win the tender, by saying, we'll make sure no one commits suicide or you can give us £1 million fine. So when I was in Loudon Grange, when it first opened, every inmate that killed themselves, the jail got £1 million fine. Yeah. So what they used to do is put four men on them 24/7. You know, these four men had come into work and do nothing but sit at this perplexed door watching this kid so the kid didn't kill himself. So they never got fined £1 million.
Is that why they introduced those guys who go and counsel them as well, the prisoners? What are they called?
It only happens in private prisons.
Does
it? It's like prisoners' council. So what you'll have a meeting every so often and you'll have like the representatives of the wing.
Yeah.
And then the governor and the BO. But it's bullshit.
Right.
Nothing ever gets done. It's just a way of persuading the prisoners that we're engaging with them and we're getting shit done, but really nothing gets done.
Yeah. What's that thing that the Samaritans go in? What's it called? Well, the Samaritans that train people up.
Prisoners. Well, it used to be Samaritans.
Was it Samaritans?
And they're called listeners.
Listeners! Right. That's it.
Now, I was thinking about setting a listeners type scheme up out here.
Yeah.
Why not?
I haven't got the network to do it, but the bottom line is out here during that pandemic, you had a lot of people that weren't getting the visitation of the family members, or they weren't having the conversation he had every morning walking the shop or stuff like that. So what listeners could do is just say in Birmingham you'll have a team of 15 listeners and they're going to your nan's house for an hour just listening, making a cup of tea, doing whatever, leaving, because there's loads of old people that are dying through loneliness and no company.
My mum runs a care company down the southwest, and I used to do a bit of work for her doing sit-ins while their partner, so that I could relieve their partner to go out and go play skittles or something.
The company.
And sit there chatting with her, watching, you know, Coronation Street.
That's it. So listeners would be a similar sort of thing. To help the needy.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you ever become a listener or anything like that?
They wouldn't pass me.
Wouldn't they?
It'll be hard for me to. I was all up for it. I was the right grade. I was the right type of prisoner. I was a model prisoner, enhanced prisoner, not getting arrested, always just getting on with my jail the correct way.
Yeah.
But my security file just wouldn't allow me, because I'm a high-risk cell share.
Yeah.
In other words, when I've had a cellmate, I put him in hospital. So for the majority of my prison, I've been single cell. So if I'm a listener, of a night you get locked in people's cells if they're feeling suicidal. So it just cut me out.
Right.
No, so they didn't want to take the risk of me going in a cell with one of these kids.
Yeah.
In case something went wrong.
So the previous cellmate you had beefs with, was that like gang stuff or they had bad charges or?
Well, the one I'm on about was in Walton. That's how long I've had a single cell for.
Yeah.
So Walton, when I was 21, was the last time I was there.
Right.
And got a smackhead in my cell called. I woke up in the early hours of the morning and he's smoking smack. So there you go.
Yeah.
Off the bed, pardon.
Is it a foil or something, is it?
Chasing the Dragon?
Yeah, it's just smacker. It just stinks.
Mm. Yeah.
It stinks of fish.
Does it?
Mm. Like a mad smelly fish.
That's not nice to wait.
When you're living with someone in a room, it's like the size of a toilet.
Exactly.
It's a disrespect thing, isn't it? If you fucking blowing heroin smoke in someone's face and shit.
But when I'm waking up in the morning, I'm going to feel a little bit roughier.
Yeah.
I'm not knowing that he's smoking smack while I'm asleep.
So you're inhaling it?
So I'm going to sleep. And while I'm asleep, undercover, like a closet, he's getting it out while I'm asleep and smoking it. And just like, so I'm inhaling that shit, aren't I? So I woke up one mid, as he's doing it, basically, started off the bed and weighed him in.
rang the bell, come and took him out the cell, and that was it. It was classed as a high risk cell share from then on. The reason he brought that in was because there was a kid from the northwest. I forgot his name. I was in jail with him years ago. Robert Thingio. They've sent him down to London, but he's being a racist kid. Proper hates Asians or Pakistani kids. So what they've done, they've sent him down to London. They've put him in a cell, and they've put an Asian in with him. Even though his file sales, don't put him. They've put an Asian with him, and he's murdered him with the table leg. So to stop that happening again, he brought the high risk cell share assessment in. But obviously loads of people play with it.
Yeah.
So when I go, if I go into custody now, the first thing I'm saying is I'm racist, I ate all this only to get a single cell.
Yeah.
You know, so you go up the market, so they ask you questions, you go, racist, boo, can't put him in with a black or a Pakistani. Even though you're not racist, you're just using the system so you'd have your own self.
Yeah.
So your YouTube channel now, your new one, it's all back on track, is it?
Not on track yet.
It's getting there. Obviously, it's up and running. It's monetized.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what the fuck I'm doing with it, to be honest with you.
Who's helping you now?
No one.
No one.
It's just me learning as I go.
Yeah.
You're on it.
Yeah.
So I've got to go through all the comments. Mm-hmm. I've got to set the plan, the monetization. You've seen how the editing is. It's just basic.
So you're not doing all the editing?
I do everything. Everything you're seeing on my thing is just all through me. It's not like I've got no one to do anything.
Yeah.
Maybe today we'll have.
So I'm learning on the job.
Well, yeah. We
I'm learning on the job, mate, so it is what it is.
Yeah. James does most of mine.
Yeah, I could give you some tips on programs to use and stuff.
Yeah.
I just need to get to a place where I'm employed, earning revenue, so I can employ an editor full time around me.
Yeah.
You know,
so he comes in at 9 o'clock and gets off at 5 o'clock, and all he's focused on is what's going on me.
Yeah.
That's where I want to be at. I'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
I've just been stalled. I'd be there now if he hadn't had all this fucking dirty, poisonous bullshit to deal with in the last 2 years. Yeah. I would have been flying by now. They knew that. And they've just stopped the flow. They thought they'd cancel the message out. They went all out to cancel the message, basically. They try, but they can't cancel something real and organic.
You've got the following, and you keep building it up, and then it keeps getting reported, and you get knocked back down, isn't it?
Right, so.
I've got a team of young people working for me on TikTok.
So they know.
I told them, just take whatever you want off the channel.
The way you've got it is similar to the way I want it.
Well, what we could help you get there?
I want to fucking pay for you, got a big.
I know, that story is horrendous.
Who is it?
It's that.
Oh, kid. Not him. Pass us that one, James.
That's a pervert.
Well, do you think that was powerful the first 10 minutes of me live last night?
Yeah. Yeah. If you stay with that, there's nothing to target.
That's what I'm going to do.
And you've got solid content.
Yeah. I'm going to do it, mate. Delivered. Everyone's scared to touch on us, all names.
Delivered with the passion and everything. Yeah.
Definitely.
It was, we had a guest on, what's his name? Peter Blexton.
I've seen him, he's after the kid that killed Lucy Harvey's.
I was going to ask you about that.
I've done an episode on that.
Have you?
Tell me
check that out.
About that murder, Lucy Harvey's murder.
Has he reached out to you about that?
He's messaged me a few times, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Because I said, Harley's dead.
Yeah.
Which he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
And was he the killer?
Yeah. The only person that can get Kirk Bradley and Downs guilty is Kevin Parley.
Right.
They were arrested for the murder and acquitted for the murder.
Killed a mum and a kid in Liverpool. Yeah.
So what they've done is there's been a lad called Gary Campbell.
Yeah.
Used to rob cars years ago. While he's in the rob car, he's bonneted this young lad and killed him. His brother has gone back 20 years later to do the damage. So the kid's family have gone back 20 years later to kill the driver. When they went through the front door, there's a body on the couch with a quilt over it.
they've automatically thought it's Gary.
Right.
Blasted them and set it on fire. But it was the girl.
Oh.
The girl was under the quilt.
So it was just
so they've gone in to kill him.
Yeah.
But got her because she was under the quilt, thinking it was him on the couch when he was upstairs with the kids. Everyone in the city knows who it is.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who's responsible, but for some fucked up reason, we've still got this wall of silence. So
yeah, you're going to break it down then.
I'm just highlighting what's being forgotten about. So there's murder after murder after murder that's involving a drug dealer or a drug dealer's girlfriend or whatever, and it just gets forgot about. So over the last 20 years, there's something like 50 murders that haven't been solved.
In Liverpool and alone?
Yeah. And the reason they don't get the attention you'd get if you were murdered is because they were criminals and they were involved in crime.
Yeah.
They don't get the input that you would, as a legal member of society, into their investigation.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And if they hit a brick wall on it, they've hit a brick wall, fuck it off.
Yeah.
Whereas if they hit a brick wall on yours, they'll go back every 2 years and try and break the wall on it, to just look into it, looking. With these kids who were getting shot dead through gang life, they're not revisiting them. Just leaving them on file.
Just leave the files there.
We know who they are, we know who's done it, we just can't convict them. Leave it.
Yeah. It's not a priority.
And that's what's going on. No one else is touching the subject, so I'm touching on it.
Yeah.
Why am I touching on it? It's because the message has brought me there.
Yeah.
The message has sucked me through some mad routes.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
It sucked me down.
What a journey.
Down the drugs, down the drug dealers, onto the fucking murderers now.
Yeah. Did you imagine you'd be here when you're in prison thinking like...
No, I didn't imagine none of this, mate.
Yeah.
I was like, get out, I'll get myself a job and just melt into the background. I got out, got myself a job.
Yeah.
Lost my job, and that was it.
Wow.
And you just started your podcast, didn't you?
Just started my social media on my
social
phone and my room.
Yeah. It just went boom.
And I just got popular that fast.
How long ago was it then you did your first video?
2016.
That's
okay. Not a YouTube video, it's like an Instagram thing.
Just
now
there.
I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, because they weren't out when I went to jail.
Yeah.
So I've got out into this iPhone thing, oh wow.
It's good that you embraced it.
I never embraced it. I just went with it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the fuck I'm doing.
All of a sudden, I just started getting messages from the random people. Gotta get Darren Gio. And it just like built and built and built. But like, you get a few time to time.
Yeah.
But with his, it's just not stopped.
Good on you, man.
People, I made that phase up. Realise.
Yeah.
I said that in someone's podcast, and it's flying around. Everyone's using that theory.
Yeah.
That's what it is. People aren't daft when they're watching that screen.
No.
You know, they're not fucking... They know who's real and who's shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
And the majority of people always stick with the real.
Yeah.
So I'm quite sure if I don't get shot dead, I'm going to fly.
Yeah.
Because I'm real.
If you don't get shot dead.
But do you understand what I mean? Because I'm real, I'm going to fucking fly. People like reality in a world of fakeness these days.
Fucking do. I think the lockdown has done everyone a favour. That's insane.
Because you can recognise...
Yeah.
When we're all locked down, you can... You've got time to compare and say, well, hang on, he's full of shit, this kid.
Yeah.
You can't identify someone that's full of shit, you're pretty daft, aren't you?
How quick can you be?
That's what jail does for you.
Yeah.
In jail, when you've been in them environments, you've got to read body language like there's not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because if you let someone miss quotes, it's slashing your face. So you've got to understand the body language, what are they lying?
Yeah.
It's so easy to do once you've been absorbed in that environment.
Wildman was really good. We called it purification.
Right.
So if someone was trying to spit game to Wildman, within seconds he'd just fucking demolish them. They said, oh, you've just purified another one.
that's what it is. You can recognise bullshit straight away.
Yeah.
When you know what it looks like. If you don't know what it looks like, you're involved in the bullshit.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, and there's so many copying your style now.
Oh, you get loads.
Fake explosions on fucking camera.
How are we ever going to move forward?
Exactly.
If we're constantly referring back to that.
Yeah.
You can't move forward if you're constantly looking back. You know?
Yeah, we've got so much to offer. Yeah.
They're just fucking rats.
Welcome aboard this service.
Just
rats
are. Forex. I was vulnerable at the time of James English podcast, mate.
Yeah.
I'm coming from a deep hole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to kill myself and shit. I'm a very vulnerable individual. So the first sign of any care and love.
Yeah.
I'm latching onto it.
How's your head now? How are you feeling?
It has its moments.
Because you did a video saying about 3 months ago you were down, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go down, but I don't naturally go down. I get hooked down.
By those fuckers.
By them rats.
Yeah.
And that's what they charge me. They basically charge me to kill myself.
Drug gangs used to have a code, the mafia used to have a code. But then it just went, whoever's the most brutal is going
to
dominate.
That's what's happening.
So they started attacking
society.
The families. It used to be don't harm women or kids, and now they attack families and tie them up and put them on put videos online. Yeah, especially the Mexican cartels.
Well, that's what's happening now, isn't it?
It's crossed over, hasn't it?
That's what's happening now. They've got there's no chain of command.
Yeah.
No.
There's no chain of command. The chain of command starts at the top, comes down. So what do the law do? Take the top out. So there's no one in control of them. And everyone's just running free to do what the fuck they want. Yeah.
You got all these young people. They're just coming in with life sentences. It's like, fucking, where's your brain gone, you know?
Mm. Yeah. You don't know. They're just like me at 15.
Yeah.
Looking up to the elders, getting weed, getting a bit of dope, thinking these are the bollocks. Next minute you're getting a gun to mine. Next minute you're getting told to go and shoot him in the leg.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you're light off.
Yeah.
And that's happening with thousands of kids now, right now. That was happening to me.
Yeah.
20 years ago, what's happening now to kids? But the kids are getting caught.
Yeah.
Lifed off, killed.
It's
a mess. Choose a life, not a nice, powerful. No one can say it's not. No one can say it's not, mate. I mean, no one can say, like, really give a shit.
Birmingham New Street.
That's where we are now. What's your recommendation then?
Do you have any allergies or anything?
No, so what normally comes with a recommendation is the stuff they can't sell in the kitchen. So is that why they're getting recommended now?
I'm recommending my favourite dish.
All right.
So James English. I'm allergic to James English.
You don't eat meat, do you? So what would be your first...
Are you not having meat?
No, because there's dead rats in the jail food. I converted to the Hindu religion to get vegetarian religious diet.
Decent if you can do that, mate.
Yeah.
I was a vegan myself for 4 years.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so what... I'm going to get that.
Okay, flap and make it back.
Yeah, but can I get no pickled cucumber?
No.
No, what's that sauce like? Harissa sauce, what's it taste like?
It's meant to be a spicy sauce.
Spicy?
Yeah.
I'll get it without that.
Without
yeah, and no bun either.
No bun.
Yeah, but can I get a side order of this with it?
It comes with pies. But Dan does like small chicken, so you want that in addition as well?
Yeah, please, thanks. James is going to eat all the fries anyway.
Yeah,
I've got a big appetite, mate, when it comes. No. It's just pushed aside, mate.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Yeah, have you got the marinated chicken, please? Yeah.
Large bottle of mineral water. No ice for me, thank you.
We're also on the other side.
Ooh.
A cappuccino.
Regular.
What's up, Sean?
I'm just like feeling like what's going to happen in my belly.
Yeah, no.
So you said you sold out
a
sparkling water?
A sparkling
water, didn't you?
You didn't fancy the
cold fresh orange,
mate. Regular.
Cocktail.
Yeah.
Do you drink
cocktails? Okay.
That was
well,
my second choice.
The ads. Give us lemon and lime, then.
Yeah.
Regular, please.
I'm just going to tap water then.
I'm having a beer, so if you want to join me.
I don't drink.
You do not.
Depends. So are you getting drunk now?
Yes.
Are you getting drunk as well?
Yeah, I never drink.
Not right.
Yeah. You need to drink. You better
drink. I mean, a drink of a New Year and that.
News. Yeah.
Or if I'm sat there with a girl and we're having wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were buzzing then. I felt recognition, weren't they?
Fucking hell, return of the juice bombs.
Should have got that, I should have spun that quickly. Do you have lots of mates around here then?
I've got no mates.
No. Just put it all into you. Podcasting.
I've just got no mates.
It's a lone wolf.
Yeah.
What about mates from prison?
No criminal mates at all.
Oh, right. Okay.
As far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
Have people reached out to you who've been in prison with you?
Loads.
And have any of them wanted to come do a video with you?
No, well, it's get me on graft.
Get you on, oh, okay.
What is your parents, right? Are they around?
My dad's a nonce and he's dead.
Oh, shit.
And my ma lied about the nonce, so in my eyes, she's dead.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
And that's why it's been for years now.
Yeah.
My next question was, what do they think about
the podcast? They're just on the bandwagon with every other cunt. He's a pan pot, he's lost it. You know, because I've exposed the truths of our family where we were getting nonce when we were kids.
Yeah.
It is what it is, lad. I know I'm genuine. I know I'm not here to kid no one. So anyone can do whatever the fuck they want. Even if I die, the truth's still going to seep out.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So it is what it is.
Do you have any security measures?
None.
No. People, I was thinking about getting like CCTV up at mine, just in case, because I live on the ground floor on my own. So.
Yeah, well, a woman shouldn't be on the ground floor anyway, should she?
Oh, it's the one with the garden, though. The nice part with the garden. So.
Squirrels.
Oh, my God, the squirrels have got the stream running down.
Well, you're all right, aren't you? You're a legal member, aren't you? So you're all right. You haven't got to take security steps the way I have.
I was explaining to Jen on the way up here what Osman warnings are.
An Osman warning, that's what it used to be called, is a threat to life warning, they're called now. So basically, there was a fella years ago called Sutton Osman.
Yeah.
And the police are watching a group. I've got a group under surveillance.
Sorry, just span that round. But yeah.
The police are watching a group and they've got this group under surveillance.
Yeah.
And whilst they're watching this group's discussion, killing Osman. The police never done nothing. The police let them crack on with what they were doing and he went and killed Osman. So from that incident there, they brought in the Osman warning.
I didn't know.
So when the police are investigating a group and they hear intel to suggest this group's going to kill them, they've got to go and tell him there's a threat towards your life.
Okay.
They don't tell you who it is, where it's coming from, how it's going to happen. They just tell you, we've got information to suggest there's a threat on your life imminent.
Yeah.
Do you want protection?
Yeah.
That's it. If you refuse protection, they fuck you off completely. It's like they want you shot dead.
Yeah.
So what they should have done for me was, when I got issued with this Osman warning, what they should have done for me was, right, we know you're in danger, someone's tried to kill you on the step, we're relocating you.
Yeah.
That's procedure of every police force. We're relocating you so you're safe. They never done fuck all to me. They give me bail to the house next door and put me on a tag. I had to be in at 8 o'clock every night in this address where everyone knows I am. They tried to kill me a week before on my ma's step. They give me a bail address next door to my ma. I was the police. Over them secretaries.
Started to get people killed.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was them secretaries. So they had me on bail for 2 years on them secretaries then. Where I couldn't move. That's what I'm starting to say to them. You've got me locked in an area where people are trying to shoot me fucking dead. It's your own fault.
Yeah.
Go to the housing. Trying to get a flat off. No, because I'm homeless. Trying to get a flat off the housing. The best advice we can give you, Mr. G, is to leave the city. Are you going to help me relocate? No. That was the council. I've got the complaint process. No, I logged it. It was all under Joe Anderson, this, though.
I'm noticing the more time I spend with Sean, like, around Sean, how this keeps reoccurring, the similar situations. Keep hearing about them, about corruption, all the corruption.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just hearing it again and again and again. And I didn't know before joining Sean on the podcast, I was really unaware of how much was going on.
Wow,
no,
the corruption in our city, it's been there forever. It's been there forever, it's still there.
I think since I've worked with you, Sean, I think I've been educated and I've learned so much, and it's like a real eye-opener. But did you, like, know a lot of this stuff already?
When you go to prison, you quickly learn all about all the corruption.
Yeah.
Because you see everyone with, like, commodities.
But,
and the media leads you to believe it's all serial killers and rapists in prison. Yeah. It's not. It's people with drug problems,
yeah.
Low-level drug users. When I got sentenced and they said my bail bond was $750,000.
Yeah.
Everybody in the courtroom, all the low-level criminals, they all gasped. And they're all like drug addicts and
yeah.
People who've been like homeless, and it's really sad. They're vulnerable people, mentally ill people. And all these parasites and corrupt companies are making money off the back of it.
So you're,
exactly.
You're seeing it firsthand.
Yeah.
What about the other corruption with, like, the government and businesses? And
Sheriff Joe Power, the boss of our jail, 100 million went missing. That was supposed to go to food for the prisoners, and he's giving the prisoners food in boxes that says not fit for human consumption,
yeah.
Or the sell-by date's gone.
Thank you, the man in the room.
We've got a sparkling.
That's fine.
Is that your lemonade?
Lemon and lime.
Sorry,
which is so cheap, the decoration, but very good.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
Like, basically, you just got tins and put a sticker on it. Empty loads of tins of what, the cooking?
Yeah.
Have you got my tap water, please? Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. All these tins have probably had the food, the cooking.
Yeah.
So they've decorated for basically nothing.
Yeah.
It's all cheap shit, innit? But
yeah.
It looks good.
No Banksies.
No Banksies. You'll all be gutted if it comes out in 5 years that it's fucking real, won't you?
It'll
be worth millions.
I think it is.
It is real.
It
real.
Does look good. Oh, it's too hot.
It's definitely real,
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it.
I wouldn't have kept it. It's the only thing I've kept.
So
I've been homeless, I've lost my fucking my clothes, bags of clothes. I've sacrificed my clothes to bring that.
He's walking down the streets thinking of his bags.
I'm just going off his art.
It'll be worth
it. Well, his art's worth more the rarer it is. And what he's done is he must have smashed the flag and made four pieces of art off the same flag.
Mm.
I got part one of it. So I'm convinced round the city of Liverpool there's probably another three parts stashed round.
Should we go Banksy hunting when we're up there?
Yeah.
I've had this art, I've had this thing called, he's under Robin Hood.
Yeah.
His profile's Robin Hood, I'm sure it's Banksy.
Do you know what someone told me? That it was the guy from Art Attack.
Tony?
Yeah. I don't know whether I believe that or not.
I never got told, I'm assuming It's this Robin Hood profile. He's sending me, he's buzzing with me art. I want to collaborate with you soon. I just don't want to tell you where I am. I'm just like, who the fuck are you? He's got 10,000 followers, but he's private. And he called himself Robin Hood. And he's sending me photos of some of his art, what he used to do when he was younger, where he's done full cars, spray painted full cars in this crazy art. So we never know. He must be aware that I've got his Banksy and he's just looking at me thinking, should I say it's real or not? Like, I could sell it to you for buttons, and then all the next day it'll be released. It's real.
Yeah. Why don't you sell it to me now? £10.
I've been thinking about this. This is what I've been thinking about doing. Just putting it out there, like it's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it out. It's gone. I'll give it away to someone. It's gone. Not in my life no more.
Yeah.
And then wait for them to say it's real.
Well, the opportunity is there if you ever want to sell it to me.
I've been offered £5,000 for it and refused it.
Sorry?
I got offered £5,000 for it.
You refused it? I reckon it's a lot more.
Yeah, I refused it. It's worth a lot more. I know it is.
You can get it.
If it's the genuine article, it's £1 million.
I used to live down the road from one of his works in Cheltenham.
There's loads around Birmingham.
Someone's
cut it out the wall.
Yeah, they've cut it out. Sell it.
What do you do in Birmingham now? Do you get plastic perfex? Drill it over it.
I was just gutted.
Keep it on the wall.
I was really quite pissed off. It was a high wall at the time. So it was only a few doors down. And I thought, come on, mate. Just a little bit further. No.
I think I was at a party with a place called Santa's Ghetto and they did it every Christmas and they take over a place and I had like artists, anarchists, so I go in there and they do like a week long exhibition and I'll sit in there with his management team and it wasn't going to say who he was but you could have been one of the group and I went out because I was in no something and I wouldn't let me back in again because I wasn't famous and I was a bit pissed off and so I wish I was famous so I get back in again and it's like bouncer just saying I'm not going to go, I can't, he'll come back in and he'll get back in again, it's like bouncer just saying I'm not going to go, I can't, he'll come back in and he'll get it.
Have you ever been shell-shocked by meeting anyone, any of you three?
Shell-shocked by
like,
what?
A celebrity or like meeting your hero.
Oh my God, so I was at Stoke Newington Literary Festival.
Yeah.
And there was like this green room where there was the guy who fucking killed Rambo in the Rambo movie. And as a kid, I watched that, right? And I was with this woman, she goes, yeah, you know, just go in and talk to him, he's a normal guy. I'm like, yeah, no problem. I walked in that room, saw the guy who killed Rambo, the actor, fucking shit myself.
Did
I couldn't speak. I was like, oh my God. Is this James Goldsmith? What's his name?
He's
a Shakespearean actor. He's like got a round face and white hair.
He killed Rambo in the film.
I think he killed Rambo in one of them. He was on a helicopter or something. Oh.
Rambo films, like, you're going back fucking time, eh?
Wasn't Rambo 1?
Rambo 2.
Who's Rambo 2? Who's the villain?
Yeah,
who's your toilet meet?
Stephen Burke.
It's also in the craze.
Stephen Burke.
And it's like George on the craze.
It was him.
Did you get his autograph?
Pardon?
Did you get his autograph?
No, I froze. I'll talk to him.
This
guy killed Rambo. As a kid, I was terrified. This guy killed Rambo.
Famous person
you've met.
Yeah.
Who I might have been shell shocked by. I don't usually get shocked at all by anyone. God. I'll tell you my favourite. You know Doctor and the Medic singer? You know, going up to the spirit in the sky? So I met him in the green room at a festival at the back. He was fucking wicked. And I met Bob Marley's manager. That was cool. That was really cool. Is it Lee Scratch-Perry?
Yeah.
He's wicked. Oh, he loved me.
Recently, didn't he?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, about a week ago. I went down to his house in Switzerland.
Did you?
Yeah, and he has an aviary in his living room.
An aviary?
Yeah, it's weird. And, my mate befriended him and started doing artwork with him. We were doing an art documentary and we got, who did we get first? I think it's David Icke for someone. So David Icke was a key to everyone. Because everyone liked David Icke. And we got Ken Russell, Dave Courtney, Lee Scratch Perry, Peter Satchell, isn't it? Boris Johnson was in the school.
Wow.
Neil went around the country interviewing people, asking them 20 questions about what they believed in higher powers. So was there life after death?
Yeah.
Some people lucky, is like people's lives laid out beforehand. It's quite interesting. But he made it arty. So everyone's saying these really deep things on camera. And then he'd do something, like have a little bit to break it all up. And he'd have an easel, and he'd put all this paint on the easel and spend like a minute doing that. And then just put it in his face. And just be really weird.
I love that.
So it would put people off. So you had all these great people saying these great things. Like Boris Johnson said, what do you think happens when you die? And he said, you're either happy or sad, or whatever moment you're experiencing when you die, and that's what you experience for eternity. And it's like really weird stuff.
Do you reckon that's true? Most people are scared shitless when they're dying.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you like that for eternity?
No, probably not. I think you carry on, like your soul or your intelligence carries on in some way, and you just like transfer it to something else.
That's all we do, mate. All energy forms transferred. You never die.
Yeah.
You just get powerful.
Yeah.
Like David Icke said, I kind of go with what he says. You're not going to know for sure, are you? But
my theory.
My
theory on this subject is, we come from the dark into the light. Where's the dark between the woman's legs? It doesn't matter what woman's legs you're coming out of. That's your way into this world, through the woman's legs. How you get out of here, I don't know. But the next level you come into, you're coming out of another woman. The woman is the key to everything, basically. Without the woman, we won't get to different levels of living.
Thank you.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. So my theory on it all is, this stage is a refining process. It's a refining process. And what's being refined? Your energy. So you'll put you in, you'll get put into situations where your emotions are running wild. Once you can control them emotions, that's when your energy's purified. Once you're fully in control of your emotions, that's when you're purified. And that's when you're ready to reach that level.
To reach that level, I think you have to be totally honest with the world, yourself, everyone.
This is what I'm saying to you. Powerful. Inner wealth. Once you're focused on this, if you get this 100%, you're reaching levels that no one else is getting to.
I always do think of a pure heart.
Well. Pure energy, it is.
Yeah.
Like, pure energy.
You don't want to fuck people over, screw people over,
I've never checked. Well, that's what I mean. So if you get to your judgment day and they look through you, right through you, and your energy's pure, and you've done no murder.
Yeah.
If your energy's pure and you've never took anyone else's life, you're going to the next level.
If
you've gone through this life like a cunt, if you've gone through this life being a horrible bastard, when you get to the end, you get fucked off, and you start the whole process again.
Yeah.
And that's why you've got people saying deja vu, I've been here before, yet you have your cunt, and you're going to be here again next time. Because they're not fixing up.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
I did a film about ayahuasca recently. The people that are doing it are like shamans. And they talked about that. They said they believe in reincarnation. And that it is a learning process. And you go through life. And they believe that in the future, humanity is going to be a lot better. Because they've gone through those stages. And they're learning how to be better people. And like they were saying,
it,
so many years in the future.
Yeah, the people that have gone through that process, though, you get to a different level of thinking, different level of energy, different level of processing stuff, different level of thinking of everything. You know what I mean? So it's fucking... But you only get it through trauma, depression, stress. You don't get it through a happy life.
You only
get it when you've gone deep.
Yeah.
Deep into them dark holes is when your mind opens.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you've had it, but I've had it. It's like your brain's numb. You can't think about fuck all. You're just in a
dead.
That's when you're in an area of the brain that you've never been in before.
Yeah.
That's when you're opening pathways.
It's almost like you go through a stage of the zero fox process after that, and then you're just like, right, I'm coming out.
That's it, you come out, you go through a little wobble, thinking, man, what's happening here? And then you realise, and then you just start flowing. Wham, that's what's happening to me now.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get on the flow and it's going.
Yeah.
The only thing that can damage it are the devils.
Yeah. But they won't damage it. If you keep going pure.
I can keep doing all right. I can keep going, keep going, keep going. Then you'll just get these rats kicking in to damage it.
Jealousy. It is them trying to get more following, bigger, you know, off the back of you.
I look at it different, don't me, Jenny.
Yeah.
I look at it like I'm a good force being attacked by the bad forces.
Yeah.
No one else is aware of the good force and the bad force.
Yeah.
Just me and fucking them. Yous are all looking at, oh, they're just trolling them, they're just clickbaiting them. No, that's a dark force coming after this good force.
Yeah, coming after your
That's
shit.
The way I feel.
Yeah. They want what you've got.
Well, this message hasn't landed on me for nothing. And they haven't been screaming like this for nothing. I'm not like this. I've just gone with the message and followed it.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. It's never got me in trouble.
Exactly.
It's never got me in trouble, ever.
Right.
It's got people hating, it's got people saying shit about me, but it's never put me in the line of trouble, ever, not once, and it's protected me from loads of lines of trouble. So they can't tell me I haven't been given this message for nothing.
They're already messaging him now. What are you doing with Atwood? He can't be trusted. He's shoving a message coming in. Yeah, yeah.
So
there's two here.
So that's where I'm trying to network with him.
Burger.
No fun.
Where I'm trying to network and set a network up with me.
Yeah.
Straight away they're planting seeds.
Don't let
but they
it.
Won't just be me. They won't be planting seeds in my head.
Yeah.
It'll be his as well.
Here, please. Sorry. Here,
please.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's like battle between you and me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on with me.
Thank you.
I'm the good guy battling the bad guys. Although you can't see it, in the energy form of things, that is what's going on here. You've got all the nasty, horrible drug dealing scumbags trying to stop an anti-drug activist.
Yeah.
So it's the good and bad.
Yeah.
Here you go, James.
Yeah, a lot of the guests Dave and I, who was a psychic journalist, she speaks about that, doesn't she? Evil spirits.
It's there.
More than you know about, and it all kind of ties in with this. It's almost religious, isn't it?
It is.
It's like something else we don't quite know about.
Why are yous attacking me like this? I'm not some monster. I'm not some dirty rat who rapes women or batters birds. I'm not there to rob money off you. So why have I got this force of energy coming at me like this? Because I'm doing a good thing.
You're doing good, yeah.
I'm doing a good thing. I'm in the righteous position in all of this.
And it ties in. Because I was always interested in conspiracy theories, and I think pretty sure, well, JFK was killed, wasn't he, by his own government, because they wanted to carry on war. But the biggest one is the 9/11 thing. Why did they orchestrate all of that death just to make money by invading Iraq and Afghanistan? The people being that evil, it could be something other wealthy that's actually controlling the wealth. Because if you're already rich, did you orchestrate to get Tony Blair and George Bush and get them all together and say, right, let's go into Iraq because we want to get richer?
Yeah.
So these guys are already rich, aren't they? So what's making them do pure evil by invading Afghanistan and just wipe out families and just kill loads
of people? Is it a power trip?
It is power, but people like Tony Blair, George Bush, they're already rich and loaded, and they're going to be, they're president.
Is it never enough?
It all depends what you're practicing.
Yeah. It's like,
or it goes into a dark arts.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
It all depends what you're practicing.
And then at that stage, are they influenced by otherworldly beings who are what they like?
The bottom line is, the bottom line is this. This is my opinion. All these Tony Blairs, all these prime ministers, they're nothing. They're there like a teacher in a classroom. Exactly the same responsibility as a teacher in a classroom, only they've got responsibility over 1,000 or 1,000,000 people instead of 30.
Yeah.
They're just teachers outlining rules, outlining what we're going to do today, outlining what we're going to do next week. It's a teacher act. He's
really good.
It's simply, he's acting like teachers. keeping control of a school.
They're
not power. I'm hearing the Queen's gone already. I'm hearing the Queen is not in power anymore, and she hasn't been for over 9 months. We're just waiting for the new powers to be to go, here we are, we're your new power.
Do you think it will, Charles will get it, or it will go straight to William?
What do you mean?
When the Queen...
The crown.
The crown. Who do you think it will go to?
Arabs.
Good.
Don't think about the prince. Don't think about kings.
That's gone. Fucking Arabs.
I'm telling you. You've only got to look at the country to understand it's become a Muslim. How's your... What's that you've got there, mate?
Mixed grill.
What's that black thing?
Lamb.
Could you fucking cancel that, won't it? How burnt it is. Well, that's what they say. Years ago, isn't it? All them burns. That's what gives you fucking cancer, isn't it?
Is it?
I've heard
the kiwi fruit one.
What, kiwi gives you cancer?
Apparently, kiwi fruit gives you cancer. I was like, oh, well, that's the new one. But
fuck's sake, you won't be able to eat not soon.
Yeah,
it's worrying. Look at Sean just dead quiet, getting stuck in.
Into his falafel burger.
But also, you got a curry there as well.
Try them.
What is it, a curry?
Potatoes.
Have the bun with it.
Well, it's a sand bread, isn't it? I only eat like proper brown bread. Not a white bun, it's like a waste, isn't it?
It's a waste of your stomach consumption.
All the goodness is taken out of it, so it's preserved.
Yeah.
Which? White bread?
White bread, yeah.
There's no goodness in bread.
No.
What goodness is in bread?
Nothing.
The only goodness from it is it's carbohydrate.
Do you have bread much? Do you have bread much?
I eat bread all the time.
I don't, you see. I'm just not really a bread.
I don't eat bread, I eat barms.
Barms.
No, barm cakes.
Yeah.
So instead of going to the shop and buying a loaf, I buy barm cakes. Mm. Don't know why, they just taste better when they're toasted than that.
God, it's quite hot.
Yeah.
It's like blowing my mind. I can't get my words out.
I do.
Yeah. Don't get my words out.
I need someone to jump on it. It's popular now. When I do a training video, the amount of attention I get through it and the amount of views it gets.
That's a bit of money, mate.
It's a definite money maker. If I could set up the channel, add someone to do me training, and then set up a Zoom for about 25 people, where 25 people in their house can be trained off me.
Yeah.
That's the way it was going. But I just get knocked off my path by all the rats.
Right.
I just keep on getting knocked. I get onto things, start flying in it, and then I just get attacked.
But they can't really stop you doing that, because if you've just got a computer and the people willing to sign up to be trained by you...
I know, but it's just the networking again. It's like now, I've got all the software to stream on YouTube, but I don't know how to copy the link and transfer it over. So just little things like that I can't do.
What can we help him with, James?
Well, what about if you do a pre-recorded workout and you sell that?
I could sell that.
Yeah.
You know what I wanted to do?
Episode.
You know what I wanted to do, mate? A fitness DVD for Christmas.
Yeah, DVDs, dead now. You've got to sell links.
Links.
Or streaming videos.
But I'm bossing me training. I do different types of training, so people latch onto me straight away.
So you make a video, but you're not printing DVDs, you just sell it online. No, I sell videos online.
Do you?
No, Vimeo.
Well, why don't you do a video with me and sell it on your thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Vimeo take 10% commission.
No, we'll split it 50-50.
You can make a video, do a whole series, and when you do podcasts, just say, look, here's the link. If you want to get fit.
Look, if you want to do that and make that come to fruition, I'll do it with you 100%.
Yeah, okay,
and we go 50-50 down the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You can even do this if you want, if you've got the time. Set a YouTube channel up. Call it Train Fit Elite. and we'll just keep it going about training me, you, training consistently. It's in your name, you get it monetized, you get the money coming in. All you do is give me a percentage.
That could be huge. That could be a huge thing, couldn't it?
What's that?
The whole thing.
Oh, yeah, it'll be massive. The amount of knowledge I've got in training and the way I train, the way I look. I take my top off, people appreciate it straight away. You're on it because I'm ripped up. Yeah, so I've got a market straight away.
And everyone wants to get fit and get healthy.
And it's the right time. The Christmas period, everyone backs off. They come into the new year wanting to get fit. So if we've got a collection of 15 workouts ready to go for the 1st of January,
yeah,
we'll be selling them like that. Bam, bam, bam.
Can you, right, so when you did something for TV, so I can get onto streaming platforms in America, but it needs to be TV, a TV format, so you want like half-hour episodes.
Yeah.
So you could work out like a half-hour...
What we'll do, lad, you can just come to me and say, we need 6 hours footage, even if you're here for 3 days, every morning we'll go in the gym. And we'll do that, proper intense workouts on it.
Yeah.
But you do all your editing. You've got the YouTube channel. All I'm doing basically is turning up, training for you, and getting off.
And then yeah.
You're doing the rest, and you give me a wage off it.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
That's the so basically, you'll be paying me to work for you.
Yeah, okay.
Everything will be yours, but I'll be the face of it.
Could you get any people that you train so you can interact with people? So
I can pull someone in to train with them,
yeah,
and do a session with someone.
And you've got access to a gym?
We'll go to any gym. I'll just buy you a membership and go in there.
Right, okay. You
know what I mean?
Yeah, because that could be big.
It'll smash it. It will be big. It definitely will be big. That's no ifs or buts.
And then do you know all about like nutrition?
I know the lot. I'm fully qualified up, mate. So I'm level 3. Fitness and exercise, level 2 sports injury, level 2 special diets, level 2 nutritionist, level 2 everything.
So could you, because you're probably full on workout person, aren't you? So could you do easier exercises that people could pick up?
I can give you an intense version and a non-intense version.
So
I can give you a strong version, I can give you a weaker person's version.
Yeah, okay.
I can do it all.
That will sell, but then there's variety for people.
Especially even getting paid for it as well.
Yeah,
that's good.
Because everyone is interested in sort of getting healthy. And,
they want to know where you start and how to start the thing to then go on to the intense. Yeah.
What you can do on, if you've got a profile, you can have instructional videos, you can have, nutritional videos, speak about protein, speak about, there's loads you can tap into.
Yeah.
And I've already got online. I've already got people onto me for my fitness, so they just jump right onto that.
I'm publicising it through all the YouTube channels.
You can do it right, you want.
Drive traffic to the...
Don't forget, with Sean, Jenny, Dave, it'll all get fed. If you all want to come on board with this fitness thing, you can. And then we'll all get fed.
I'd love to do a workout with him.
I'll do a workout with you.
I might have a little weight.
It doesn't matter, but we can get him on it, one session.
Yeah.
We can get another podcaster on it, like Lazar.
Yeah.
And you can just bring it in.
That'd be brilliant, because I've got a flat ass. I need some work on that, man. I need some serious work.
So one person could be an exercise.
Yeah.
You could, have a...
And obviously I'll be in contact with your clothing. Let's get that sorted. And you could be wearing that all the fucking time, plugging that.
You know what? The opportunity. The opportunity that surrounds me is massive.
Yeah.
But I haven't got the network to take it forward.
We are.
So when I've got someone like him coming through and I'm saying, would you take the whole thing and just give me a wage off it?
Yeah.
I'm happy like that.
That's what you do.
I'm happy like that.
And you stretch my back, I stretch yours mentality.
Basically, that's what it is.
Everyone wins. And
everyone eats at the table and everyone goes home happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Have you got a phone number, by the way, that we can take? I'll probably not put that on here. So, yeah, we don't want the whole of YouTube contact.
No. We'll edit that out.
Right. Do you want to type it in there?
You're pretty into fitness as well.
There's a good comment. Just watch this afternoon's podcast. So we'll get loads of these. Just watch this afternoon. It was shit hot. And when I said it was shit, I thought,
afternoon.
It was a shit hot. Good to see yous all laughing and clearing the air. Keep up the great work.
See, these are the real people.
Yeah, chuck it in. I'll give you a one ring.
I have to read some of the comments now on that video.
It sounds quite nice, doesn't it? I really love the talent. I'm not really a fan of rice, though.
Rice?
I don't really like rice. I find it's a bit like the bread theory. It's a bit pointless to me.
Right. No, I like it. I must have forgot my number.
Right. What is it?
Let me check my number.
Double check. Type it in, I don't want it anywhere. So we'll have to edit out.
I'm with Darren now, Ash. Absolutely amazing podcast today. Already loads of brilliant feedback, comments coming in. We smashed it.
Started to think about how to edit the programme.
Mate, he's got you plugged in. Yeah.
Have you not got credit?
Yeah, I do. Maybe I don't have a signal. Oh, no, I've got no signal.
Are you on flight mode?
No, I don't know. It's just...
Why have you got no signal then?
I don't know.
What are you on?
Right. Where's it? Let me type it in again. Pass it in and I'll WhatsApp you. So when I do get signal... How bizarre. Let me see if I can get some.
That's one hot chick.
Right. Oh, I've got signal now, so I'll just type mine in.
Jenny was getting a gash out on that.
Right, I've got your number now. Mine's just save it in. I'll just type mine in. And I'll forward it to James and Sean if you want. And then
you're eating this?
No, I haven't. James might get jealous.
One for them. I see him then, he's always went. He's eating me fucking chips.
His fork is ready then.
I'll go with. There we go. I'll forward you these contact then.
So I normally, at the moment, I normally clear up everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
James is like a vacuum. He's showing you what. He's showing you what that. Don't you want?
Where are you, James?
Is that what they call you, the Hoover?
Does your wife cook when you get back?
No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
We've got a bit of a funny family. We all eat different...
I'm going to read this one so it'll be on the video. This is great. Pay-per-view. You have to respect two men putting their differences aside and clearing shit up, man. It's a man face to face. Nobody's perfect. One thing I can say about Howard, he's passionate about interviews, talks about us losing our shit in laughter with tug of war. Darren is passionate in his own way also. You never know what the fuck he's going to say or if he's going to kick off, but it's real. That's his real personality. He's not making up some character like a lot of people are trying to do.
Amen.
He's nailed it there.
Genuine, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The real of folk do, always does.
Damn, I liked James English. Thought he was a decent fellow until now.
There's loads of that being said. There's loads of people turning on him, you know.
Yeah, about time.
Shall I take this off? I'm sure you don't want to hear me.
Yeah, still recording.
English doesn't represent Glasgow.
Thank you.
I've been told, mate, as soon as he steps foot up there, he's in danger.
Yeah.
So whether that's true or not, I don't know, but there's a lot of Glaswegians not happy with him, lad. He's a rat, mate, for what he's done.
Yeah, yeah, all his murders he's fucking linked to. Yeah, yeah. Are you full?
It was just too off for me mouth, lad. I don't eat much anyway, you are. I'll eat later on.
Yeah.
It's like I'm in Spain, I eat of an evening. Mm. No, like a late evening.
Yeah.
You get all these things. You shouldn't eat before you go to bed. That's nonsense. Mm. Just don't eat too much.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the tip. Don't overeat.
Don't eat too much.
Right.
Now, you get people, don't go to sleep don't on a full stomach.
Yeah.
Your body's working when you're asleep. Your food's still being digested. That's why you wake up with a dry mouth in the morning, because your body's still working.
What I do is I have a big lunch and then try not to eat anything later on. But is it best to avoid having a big lunch?
Humans are always going to need.
Yeah.
What are they?
Sleep.
What else?
Food, water, sleep.
Food, drink, funeral parlours. Everlasting businesses. Well, if you get a food outlet with enough footpath,
I would say the only two things certain in life is death and taxes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they tax you when you die as well.
Yeah.
So we'll take that to QC finish.
Right, we were thinking, James was thinking we'd film Goodbye Downstairs.
Yeah, do you want your answer to the trip? Do whatever
we're doing now. Oh, I was just saying, Sean, it's been such a good day. I've had so much fun. It's really, really cool.
Thank you.
No one expected.
I think
any of me, did we just came in,
yeah, be honest.
Was his cagey though? Was you thinking, right, this could go drastically fucking wrong?
I think both of you were a little bit worried that it might be something it's not. Like
I was, when the time was going back.
Because you were like, where are you? I was like, M6, but the traffic, honestly, was...
I closed the motorway down.
I'm standing there in the crowd looking at, is there anyone watching me yet?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man,
I'm the type to get there half an hour before and scope it.
Yeah.
And watch you arrive.
We had our guy there 3 hours before, he's scoping it.
Somebody walked past each other. Yeah. Well, as you know.
What's he saying? He's not paying.
Decline.
Do you want another one?
Would you please just go to the counter, because this one is just not able to connect.
The internet. Your internet. Yeah.
Oh,
no worries. Comment. Counter's fine. Counter is fine.
Man is a boss. Thanks for the scan as well, Sean.
Oh, you're welcome.
So you know that it was
able to connect. I hope you take this forward.
Yeah.
Are you up to the fitness page, yeah? If you can call it Train Fit Elite.
Yeah, let's search
three. All right, mate, I've got to pay you yet, the counter.
I've sent him your number.
Yeah, delicious. Never been here before.
Really good. I
like the background as well, the colours.
You can tap into it as well.
Yeah. I'll wear it, wear the women's gym wear, and can you wear the men's?
I'll wear it when I'm training.
Maybe do an episode as well, you can train.
And then I'm going to have a section for the Five Alive put on my website. I can build that myself. Oh, crap. I can build that myself, so
yeah,
that's not an issue.
What's good with all the YouTube stuff is you just have the links below.
Well, we're just all connected, you know what I mean? We're all out to get a word out, get ourselves out there. It's a
fucking good way, mate. Just go with the flow, nothing will go wrong.
Be positive.
Nothing will go wrong. If you just get on the flow and remain on it, it'll all fall into place with us.
I'm going to kill. And haters gonna hate, potatoes gonna potato, and alligators gonna alligator.
The only time it'll go wrong is when like someone's being untrue.
But look how we're now, you know, I obviously didn't have any beef with you, but now you're in conformance with him. It was just, you know, just fuck James English. Fuck his little hate.
The less they get mentioned, the better.
Fucking, yeah.
But the
amount
of damage that he's done, it's fucking unreal.
Yeah.
Honest to God, since James English done that to me.
They've done their worst, let them fuck off. Because like we said, we know James' secrets.
They've done their worst, and they've reached their pinnacle.
Yeah.
That's what's good about all this. They've got to the top they're ever going to get. They can't go no further.
No.
So it's all downhill for them.
Exactly. So
it's all downhill for them.
And when they keep slating us and all that, people get bored of it. And they'll be like, fuck.
Different levels, innit?
Oh, I need to get some
slates. It's just different levels. That's the end of it.
Why? Setting you up?
Yeah.
Do you want a dick photo or do you want something like that? Do you never get one?
I'll meet you out to be a fucking... Yeah.
Well, that's the next thing. The only thing they can do to me now is make a doctored fucking picture.
Yeah.
That's the last thing they can do to me. Everything else they tried and I've got through it.
Yeah.
The last thing they do is invent something from fucking nowhere.
He's got page 3 girls trying to set him up as well.
I don't know whether they decide to set me up.
What? Try and get a dick pic.
They want a dick picture or something, don't they? So they can just
then they could say it's like a sex case or something.
Like they're doing with Decker now.
Yeah, like they did this with Decker. Yeah.
They're doing it currently with Decker right now.
Oh, should we turn these off?
Well, we're all packed in like a tin of sardines, Jenny's saying. We've finished the interview. We're in New Street now. Going to get some food and then we're going to say our goodbyes. It's been a boss day. I've enjoyed myself. And that's what it's all about, the Real Crime, Real Time podcast, moving forward. Peace out, L5 Shout.
Hello?
Right then, so we're going to get back to the south.
Interesting day.
Well, Sean, come here, lad. Once again, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you've added to the stress.
Well. Yeah, cheers.
Thanks, Jen. Lovely meeting you.
Lovely to meet you.
And you, James. Nice. We've had a boss day today. Sean's fed me. We've had a deep conversation. Everything I've said that's in a bad light towards Sean, I regret and retract. He's not a rat. He shouldn't be called Ratwood. If you want to call him any sort of nickname, call him Fatwood. And Jenny will tell you why. Not his belly.
On that note.
Take care. Lovely to
see you. See you.
Oh, cheers again, man. Much love and respect. Yeah. Oh, no, here you go.
Take care.
Yeah. Oh, fucking cold cops! Get me out of here!
Well, there you are, people. Got Dad and G, Sean Atwood and Jenny here. What's Jenny's surname?
It's Hopkins.
Jenny Hopkins is here. So, long time overdue. Sean's been up here for a few hours now with his team. We've been in the New Street train station this morning. That's where I met him. Got the train to Selly Oak. And then we've come into them at my gaff in Selly Oak. We're here now. She had a bit of a problem with the camera. But it's all sorted now. It's a bit scatty because it's a bit messed up. But we're here. Got the man himself, Sean. Got the woman herself, Jenny. And we've got James over there, the handy candy man. So where do we start? People are kicking in. What's going on here?
Ask us anything.
Anyway, it's a live feed, so if you've got questions, get them onto us and we'll do what we can. Use members in there, you get prioritised. So we're here. And we're starting to move into like the interviewing phase of the day, aren't we?
Yeah, go for it.
So where should we start? Let's start with...
With Jen's arrests.
No! Well, let's have a little talk about you, Jen. Yes. People need to know you, don't be. So are you blonde naturally or have you dyed your hair?
Oh, dyed.
So she's not a blonde bimbo.
So definitely
Hang
not
on,
blonde
let's just
bimbo.
See if these can hear me. Can you hear me there, people? Can anyone let on to us, let us know if you're hearing me? They're not even listening to me, are they?
Maybe there's a delay.
There is a delay. Think Dad's up, keep it well, yeah. All right, lad? Yes. You can hear me.
I do.
So we'll crack on then. So, how old are you, Jenny?
I'm 33.
So you're quite young.
Quite young? Well,
33 is young, isn't it?
Thank you. How old are you?
I'm 42.
Fuck off. I thought you were, late 30s, easy.
I wish. Look at her eyes. See the eyes on it here?
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. So,
you're 33.
So I've got an organic clothing company. You brought some
Yep,
I bought you a hoodie, obviously. Nice black one.
Well, there you go, people. We've got organic cotton hoodie from Jenny. What's the range called?
It's called Boomer and Jen, but it is organiccottonclothing.co.uk. Check it out.
Boomer and Jen. You get a little leaf on the front. That'll come off in the wash.
Yeah, on Insta, it is @Boomer_Jen. So, @BOOMER_JEN. And there's links to my businesses on there.
Well, I like a good hoodie. Sean's got one in blue. Is that the same time in blue?
Yeah.
Quality they are. So I'm happy I've got that. Obviously, if you want some of my stuff, you can go to www.l5original.com.
I'll have a look.
So you've been arrested how many times,
Sean? Oh, quite a few. I think what people want to know is, who the hell am I? I'm Sean's new co-host.
Right, so this is Sean's new co-host. How did you become employed or was your friends?
Because I'm fucking brilliant. Fucking good and quick. Well,
I must say that it makes the chemistry better.
Doesn't it?
You know, instead of having two stone cold men, it's nice to have a little bit of tits on the platform.
Definitely.
Without being rude. You know what I'm saying, people, innit?
Yeah.
So we move on. What was your arrests?
Oh, it's all sorts of bits and bobs, isn't it? The most recent one was...
What's the worst?
Well, the most stupid one is the one in Israel. Recently, last year, I got arrested in Israel, put in a cell, fighting in the streets. Well, not fighting, arguing, but...
What was you doing in Israel?
On holiday.
Are you Jew?
Tel Aviv, nice, all trendy and, you know...
Oh, it's just good over there.
Yeah, good. Look, it's all fucking gay men and dogs in the centre there. Covered. And then you go down the road to Jerusalem and it's, you know, obviously nothing going on around there.
So, yeah, interesting.
Why were you fighting in the streets?
I was arguing with my ex-partner, the lawyer.
Oh, shit. Oh, so you had this lawyer and this organic clothes maker arguing in Israel?
In the streets, and they just...
Are you still with the lawyer?
No. That ended, as soon as lockdown lifted, I was off.
He's not a guy who likes to hit women, is he?
Mm, we'll say no more.
Okay. So he does then. There's lots of men out there that thinks it's okay to lay their hands on women. Some do it because they've seen their dad doing it most of their lives. Some do it because they're just horrible, nasty bastards like English. And others do it because they're drunk and on drugs. Bottom line is you shouldn't be hitting no woman. Doesn't matter what she's doing to you. You can push them off. You can push them down. You do not tense your fist or slap them because you're a nonce in my books. And people are sick of calling me. People are sick of me calling them nonces, aren't they? But I don't care.
At least you're honest.
So Sean's got a lovely partner on board. It's only going to make the show better.
Yeah.
Having that energy obviously in the room.
Yeah. Definitely.
We've got Sean here. I can see the shit going through his brain right now. He doesn't know what's going to come out of my mouth, and neither do I. But I'm not here. I'm not here to target Sean.
He's not going to pull a Marvin.
Yeah, I'm not that type of lying rat that's going to manipulate the masses to lock in to watch me expose him and then don't expose him. Let me put it straight. There's nothing to expose him about. In the first place, there was nothing to expose him about. I'm naive. I'm into the podcasting world. I've given you my theory. I'm naive. I'm into the podcasting world. I get surrounded by, without me knowing, Sean's enemies, meaning the from Glasgow. So I've given him my trust. I've opened up to him. I'm going in with him. I'm jumping onto his narrative towards Sean, and it goes fucking wrong. It goes wrong. So
someone asked if that was your real Facebook account. Why, have you got a lot of fakes on there?
Yeah, I've got loads, man. Yes, the Coggers, hope you're good, mate. Sorry, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just trying to have a nice conversation with Sean, so don't think I'm blocking you or nothing.
And I'm not ignoring the viewers, I'm just pulling the chat up so I can see what you're saying.
Oh, can you get that up there?
Yeah, yeah, because it's live on your channel, isn't it?
I'll go grab my phone.
Darren's channel.
Anyway, let's get back onto the topic. If you can ignore the comments.
So, should we start with why you two are in the room today? Yeah? So why are you two in the room today?
I'm here for a number of reasons. To support Darren's Choose a Life, Not a Knife campaign. To help him with collaborations and also to restore my fucking reputation that was damaged by someone who caused mass manipulation but denied it recently. And huge thank you to Darren for putting out the paperwork, which has just been published on my channel this morning. All the paperwork, all the messages from that person trying to tell Darren I had nasty charges, trying to get Darren to believe that so he would unleash on me. And that person denied doing that. And now Darren has come out, he's kept all these records for years. He's come out and he's produced the paperwork. It's now indisputable. And that's why I'm now calling for James English to issue me an apology. If James English will issue me an apology for the defamation he caused, 2 or 3 hours video, it got 500,000 views within weeks, 10,000 subscribers lost right away. I'm still getting death threats and messages to this day because of the games James English was played and he denied, and now it's proven 100% by Darren's paperwork. I'm calling for James English to issue me an apology video. And if he does so, if he's man up to accept that he did that, because we've put the paperwork out this morning on the channel, if he's man enough to accept he did that and he will fucking apologise, I'll drop the lawsuit against him and we can move on. If he's just going to put out another video recycling bullshit and claiming this and that, then we are ready to step it up to the next level. I have never, ever fucking attacked James English. I still watch his podcast to this day. He's attacked me twice now. Massive attacks twice, almost 1 million views. I've got a video ready to go, James English Exposed, detailing everything he did for his conviction, the thing he is shit scared to talk about, the thing Darren has been asking him to talk about for years and he won't do it.
So if he wants to go there, if he wants to launch another massive attack against me, we will be launching our first attack against him with this video. So you make your mind up, James. That's going to go on my main channel. You make your mind up. You've done this twice to me now on your main channel. I've just took it and tried to defend myself and my reputation, which you fucking destroyed with a lot of people. Do you want me to launch a major attack on you on my main channel and you can see how that fucking feels yourself? Now, otherwise...
Let's jump in. Let's jump in, Sean. All that there could have been done on your own platform. You've decided to do it on my platform for whatever reason.
I know, I'm getting carried away. I'm sorry, Darren.
I'm not bothered.
I'm getting carried away.
It is what it is, lad. I'm not bothered.
It's childish. It's childish, honestly.
You had to get it out. It is what it is.
You get in this war mode and you start getting childish. I know. It kicks in.
I'm always there. You've seen me. I always start going off
carried
track.
Carried away.
The bottom line is this. I think it's coming out the truth. The truth always prevails.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. I've been quiet for over a year because I haven't concentrated on my YouTube, so I haven't really defended myself.
Yeah.
The minute I've noticed my YouTube's picking up again, I've started defending myself. I haven't even finished defending myself. So when you're seeing, they're not screenshots. That's the message screen recorded as it's going along.
Right.
I'll show you it in a minute. I'll get on my phone. I'll show you the real original. So I'll show you it now if you want. Anyway. I'm just starting to go through all the shit I've been fed over 2 years.
Right.
Do you know, I've got a backlog of documents. I've got a backlog of messages right down to Snitchy Bum. His first initial message to me, licking my bum, begging me for a podcast. All this.
Yeah.
That's all going out. I've got to start defending myself. I've been quiet for 2 years and being writ off by yourself as well. You wrote me off a few times as well.
I've never said a bad word about you, Darren.
I know you've
even
been...
when all that was happening, I was saying I fully support you.
Yeah, you did. But it's what I'm not going on here. The bottom line is the book went missing for time. I done a podcast, James English. You get on me for the podcast and tell me you give me the book.
Yeah,
we do the podcast. I got the book. We're off, and then that's it. I don't hear from you for a while.
Yeah, and that's why I apologise to you with Deck, and I apologise to you again now.
I've fully accepted that, and I fully accept my part in this harassment towards you. I've told you last time, I am sincerely sorry for labelling you, all this derogative comments that I've made towards you. I sincerely apologise about them. I've give you this nickname, like I give people nicknames, and they end up stuck with them. So now you've got people calling you Ratwood, which is not nice because you're not a rat. You never ratted on me. I don't know your associates, whether you've ever ratted on them. But from my experience, you got off with the book, but that way in a rat move. Do you understand what I mean? A rat move, stabbing you in the back type thing. This way in a rat move, it was a clean mistake. Because I'm fresh out of jail, I've got the mindset on me and I'm just thinking, bang, I'm not having this.
Yeah, of course.
And it escalated. James English got into me. He had his own ulterior motives. He had his own thing. Every time I'm meeting him, he's pumping shit in about you.
Yeah.
I'm getting caught up in this. But I'm passionate about this as well.
Yeah.
So when you're seeing me ranting, going, rah, 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 that's my passion. Yeah. It's not me just being paranoid and popping on you.
No.
I've received a week's worth of bullshit off this rat. And eventually I just go, you know what, I've got to say something about this.
Yeah. It's that passion is why so many people watch you.
Well, I'm real as fuck.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, I'll apologise, mate. If I'm wrong, I'll apologise. Mm-hmm. That horrible cunt won't. Why? Because he's been screaming his fucking head off for the last year.
Why do you think he is doing it, though? Just more views? Click?
No, basically, he got promised a very lucrative offer if he was to damage certain individuals and send the traffic towards other individuals. So them individuals could put out there that certain individuals are like cake. There's nothing wrong with them. They've never committed a crime. They're involved in boxing and all they've ever done for me was goodness. But on the other hand, they're killing families round the corner. So that's what we can't tolerate.
Yeah. And I've got the new energy of Jen.
Well, you've got Jenny on board.
Yeah, fuck the trolls.
Jenny's on board with a blonde eyed hair.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
So, Sean, where do we go from here, mate? What do I want to ask you? I want to ask you about him.
So you said, on the invite to here, you said you wanted to interview me for, it was the first podcast or something you were going to do. You've got questions about my story in America.
But I'm not interviewing you, I'm interviewing the 2 years. Do you understand? It's not that, it's, you know, but I'll go into it. I'll go into the American
questions
charge.
About America, yeah.
When did you first go to America? Had you committed a crime in this country?
No. Wildman was committing the crimes.
Yeah. But you've never been arrested in this country before
No, I was the nerdy business graduate and Wildman was the maniac.
So you were the money, he was the muscle.
I was the brains.
Basically, two M's.
Yeah, yeah. It was that Pet Shop Boys. We used to sing it to each other.
Yeah.
You've got the brains, I've got the brawn. Let's make some money. We used to sing it all the time.
What I notice a lot of the time, Sean, is when you're speaking about Wildman, you get very emotional.
Yeah.
And I know it takes a lot to get over that through the day. So we can just shift past Wildman.
Okay.
So you don't get emotional.
I'm feeling it now.
I can see it. That's why I want to knock it on its head.
Okay.
I've given you that case, haven't I?
Where is the case?
Oh, yeah. See ya. It's here.
Now, let me get this out. People will remember this from my live feed. It was on my bike. It's called Wildman. It's coincidence. I bought this before Wildman passed too, and I sort of rubbed it in Sean's face when we weren't seeing eye to eye. So what I've done today is given it. It doesn't... It's just a little memento.
It's going to go on my shelf in my studio room.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And you can
room.
Put stuff in it.
Yeah.
Stuff in it. Doesn't matter what you've ever done with them. Just leave them in there for life.
Some red dots.
Well, you must have kings of his.
I'll have to speak to his missus and hammy.
Get some of his lad and put them in there. Cement it. Seal it with cellophane and bury it in your garden.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Thank
you. Do something like that. That's what I'd do.
R.I.P. Wildman.
Yeah, rest in peace, Wildman. I know I said a few derogative things towards you, but my mind's weren't in the right place.
He would have laughed, Aaron.
Yeah.
Nothing had affected him.
Yeah.
You could say anything about him, he would have laughed, and he would have just joked right back. That's what he was like. He spent his life getting rises out of snowflakes.
Fucking hell.
Rises out of snowflakes.
Yeah, yeah.
let's jump back to America, Sean.
Okay.
First time in jail in America?
Yeah.
So you go into America, you get arrested... I'm not asked what you're arrested for. You go into custody. You go into the custody.
Mm-hmm.
What's the process in American prison? What is the process when you're landing reception and you're going into the procedure of prison, the process?
There's a plexiglass window, right? And there's a little lady and she yells at you. She's got this form and she yells at you, fucking lice, scabies, hepatitis C, fucking AIDS.
So all the illnesses that you could have.
She's asking
you if you got them. She's going, no.
Yeah, and then they put you in, it's called a horseshoe. It was run by a famous sheriff called Sheriff Joe Arpaio. It's subterranean and it's in a horseshoe shape of cells. And you're in there for a couple of days while you see the judge and you don't know what time of day it is or anything. So in these cells, a cell's about as big as this room, and everyone is just sardined in like crazy.
Yeah.
Some guy takes a shit. Everyone pulls up like this. Oh, by then, the guards as well, they've took your belts off you. They took your shoelaces and everything. So you've got the new arrestees.
So it's similar to this process.
Yeah.
So when you come here, the first thing you do is sit down with a nurse.
Yeah.
Then they strip all your shit. So it's the same process. It's just more brutal over there, isn't it?
Yeah, because like...
No human rights in
the prison. The new arrestees, he's got like gangbangers in there. Fucking West Side Crips and, you know, 48th Street Bloods and all this shit. You got the homeless people. You got people who have been in fights with the cops, tasered up and shit. It's fucking mental, the horseshoe, and you can't possibly get to sleep for a couple of days.
It's like a remand centre.
Yeah, yeah.
Induction wing.
Yeah.
People kicking doors and fucking meds and shit.
Yeah, people like that. So if you start kicking the door in there, they've got like a medieval torture device called a restraint chair.
They've got them in this country.
Yeah, and then they put a spit hood on you. You get shackled into this thing and they put a spit hood on you.
And you've got that in this country.
When you're going through it, there's people like this just rocking in these fucking spit hoods, just making these noises and everything. It's like some out of hell.
They've got that in for when people have spice attacks.
Right.
So in the prison now, they've invented this chair. So when people are going under on the spice, they'll come on with this chair.
Get
them, put them in the chair, strap his face, strap his head, to the chair like that.
Yeah.
Put a spit thing over them and then take them.
And they're like fucking this in the show, making all these noises.
You see them 3 days later, traumatised.
Yeah.
Looking for spice. Doesn't help them at all, it's
In America, they give them Forazine.
What's that like?
It's like a medication. You see, so like at the pill call, they go and get the Forazine and there's something called a Forazine shuffle, would it all just fucking come back like this, just walking like this, all fucking fucked up on it?
It's exactly the same. Yeah. You see what you see in the prison system in this country, you know, when you know what, like half 11, half the wing is getting treatments.
Yeah.
Medication of some sort.
Yeah, yeah.
Normally opiate based.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're all opiate based, cocaine.
It's all about this. Yeah, the US military is the biggest user of prescripts, and then the US prison system is the second biggest.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Billions of fucking dollars.
No, it's same in this country. I think we're just following America.
Definitely. It's all the same contracts.
You go into the American prison system.
So I'm going through the whole...
I'll be honest, did you piss your pants?
Wildman got arrested with us.
Yeah.
So you're half all right. When we're getting out of the van, they got the women co-defendants out first. There was 13 in our first group of co-defendants. So they get the women out first. Wild woman is there. She's fucking tough as fuck. But all the new arrestees are outside and they're all male. So they turn around, they see the women. They start yelling, get your tits out and shit. Giving the women hassle. So I'm watching Wildman on the van. Whenever Wildman's going to do something, his eyebrow goes like this. It just goes all the way up to here. So I'm thinking, oh, fucking hell, what's he going to do? So he's on the top step of the van. All the women, all this flack is coming down on the women from these guys. The cop yells at him, get down off the fucking step. He doesn't get down. He just stands on the top step. He's like 6'2", 28 stone, shoulders up here. He's got this Viking's beard. He's been up for days on crack and meth, red eyes. He just cocks his head up like this, looks at all the men in his chains. And he goes, hey, you lot, disrespecting our women. We're all going to be in here together in a minute. I'll have any fucking one of you when we get behind those fucking walls. They all shut up.
Well, he must have been intimidating.
He was fucking intimidating.
And to land in a prison and be vocal like that,
yeah,
automatically people are going to think, wow, this kid's a fucking crackpot.
He went towards danger, didn't he? He was saying.
Wherever there was danger, you'd go towards it. That joke you cracked on the train, that was him. He would have said exactly the same. If I go to a place thinking I've got a movie part, there's 20 guys in there ready to tie me up. He'd be like, that's my dream come true. Yeah.
Well, I haven't really mentioned the movie part the way I have to use before. Yeah. But obviously, people, I've got an opportunity to get a part in a film, which is tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you where or what, but it's going to be a powerful film when it's done. It's got Coronation Street and Hollyoaks actors in there. So hopefully, a few gates will open from that little project and being invited to. At the moment, we've got 490 people on the live.
Fucking hell, it's great, isn't it, this time of the day?
Yeah, well, it's good for me. We've got Mark Wiley, Sheriff Joe Aprio is one of the most strict governors in the States.
Jenny wants Darren's knob. Don't
that's
be fucking
the boss of the jail,
gross.
Sheriff Joe Aprio.
Where have you read that?
Just there, Donkey Kong.
Fucking Donkey Kong, lad. What are you playing on? You've got yourself hit. Well, I think I've said before, haven't I? I said to you before, it's going to fly with a woman and man.
Yeah.
You know, with you and Wildman, it was a certain like level of... But with her, she's just bringing.
We've got
Wildwoman
coming on because we're off to Liverpool the end of this month. Wildwoman is coming in the end of October.
Well, she's just the raw scouse in his wife,
she's
isn't
she? Fucking hard as fuck. She would stab him and everything.
But she's a proper, well, she's a proper scouse, isn't
she?
That's what I'm saying.
She won't take any shit from anyone.
She's a broad scouse, isn't she? Man, you've got to love a real scouse woman.
I've offered that because I showed her that video of a certain other podcaster saying I'd made my story up and everything. She's like, made my fucking story up. I wish I'd made the fucking story up.
All them have made stories up, haven't you? What you've got to understand with me, Sean, is this, mate. I will not deal with anything to do with them.
Yeah.
Nothing. You're a rat. Anyone that has give people a platform to damage me in the last 2 years, I will never interact with them.
Yeah.
Ever. And that's why you don't see me engaging with the podcasters, because they're giving platforms to liars. And when they're giving platforms to these liars, people call me a liar, but every podcast I've done nothing but spoke the fucking truth.
Yeah.
And I've got a story to back it, and there's enough evidence to back my story there. Yeah. When you're giving a platform to a complete liar, and you know you're giving this platform to that complete liar, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You're not only a piece of shit, you're damaging the podcasting infrastructure. We want podcasting to be true, real. We want it to be truthful and everyone's locking in to hear truthful stories. We don't want to saturate it with dickheads who haven't got a story, but they're inventing one just so they get clickbait.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened to me. I've just had a load of little vultures jumping on, chatting poo about me. Yeah. I haven't had the time to defend myself.
I really didn't want to defend myself, you know what I mean? Most of the times I've left it. Now I'm starting to turn the heat up on them because these individuals that are targeting me, they're targeting me when they've been out on the Friday night on the coke and they sat there of a weekend smashed up off drugs and drink, and then they target me like a... These are just young lads with drug addictions, get off the face of a weekend and go sick Monday to Friday against everyone.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? On the come down.
In the long run, they'll burn out.
Yeah.
Will you see in it?
Yeah.
They're burning out. They're fucking, they're all burnt out. They're all fighting with each other. They're scared to get on camera with each other because it'll prove what's being getting told about them.
Yeah.
Do you understand what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You will never see all them on camera in the same room, but they're always in the same room together.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what's happened with me. Basically, I've got a fraternity of criminals from the city of Liverpool that are hell bent on destroying me, and they're using the people they know they can to do it. The likes of the ones. These are still criminals.
Yeah.
These are still got
and
criminal
still
links.
They're all active.
Don't think he's not active.
Really?
He's active in other ways.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? It is what it is. I'm sick of putting shit out there where I'm getting told without having the evidence to back it, so I've stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but what I'm getting told about this creature is fucking disgusting. You know, he's getting off his face. He's smoking crack in Edinburgh. He is what he is. He's just a horrible, manipulative piece of shit who invented a story.
Do you know what we call them? Cretins.
Cretins?
Yeah, I love that word.
Cretins. But isn't that a bun? Isn't a cretin a bun?
No, cretin is like a...
Crouton.
Oh, a crouton.
What's
a crouton?
All these little pieces of bread you get in salads.
Croutons.
Cretin, James, you know what a cretin is, don't
like
you?
Like a moron.
Yeah, like a moron.
Yeah, like a creature.
Yeah, creature, cretin. Yeah.
So we've touched on your jail a little bit, not much. Everyone's heard your story, bro, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm sick of telling it, to be honest.
Well, it is what it is. At least you've got one to tell.
True.
Well, yeah.
And that's what's important to you, getting the reality back into the podcasting world and stuff like this. We need real stories. We don't need stories with a bag of sugar thrown on top to make themselves look fucking explosive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Without me being I came out, I'd done a podcast, I'd been in a room locked down, my emotions were raw, I was deep, I was on the edge of fucking exploding. I've gone onto that podcast with the rat, spoke out, and it was genuine.
Yeah.
What you've had since then is a lot of kids mimicking that.
Yeah.
Mimicking it. Like they've been told, do that, do that, do that, and it'll fly. And that's what you've got now. You've got loads of kids just coming out of nowhere, going... Everyone's believing the story and following it. But there's no story.
It's actually a compliment to you that they're doing that. But because there's no story, they are burnouts.
They're all burnouts. And that's where I'm sitting back, watching all this happen. Because my message is all... It's all about the message with me, mate.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a living for 5 years off the message. You know what I mean?
When I listened to your live stream last night, the beginning of it, You were like getting out the message. You were doing a crime story. I was thinking that is what he needs to focus on. That was so fucking powerful.
Yeah.
When you're in that mode,
I done that. Well, last night when I done the live, I purposely went through a few personalities. You've seen them on the live, so you've got me like the news broadcaster. Mm-hmm. Then you've got me fucking rapping. Then you've got me dancing, and then you've got me back onto the crime.
I'd love to hear you rapping.
I'm a good rapper, so you got me back on the crime. So when I done the poll, do you want to do a rude song about you?
Yes.
Yes.
When I put the poll out.
YouTube's community guidelines. Oh shit. There are things you can and cannot say.
Yes, roads are not blanking, yeah. So the bottom line is.
So look at the chat now. How many we got?
580. So
580.
So you want me to rap?
Go on.
I'll try. What do you want to just do, a cappella?
Yes, go for it.
What can I call you?
Jen, because everything rhymes with that.
Jen.
I get really rude. Are you ready?
Oh fuck yeah!
Close your legs. Are you doing this on purpose?
Yeah.
Hey, she's opening her legs and her fears. Bloody hell.
Right.
Have you just been showing them your poonanny?
Showing the boots.
It's kind of like, what is that film where she does
The leg cross.
Oh, Fatal Attraction, is it?
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, or Pretty Woman.
Isn't it us?
It's from that era.
Yeah. I don't know, it's when Julia Roberts does that, doesn't she? Or Sharon Stone does that in Basic Instinct. Oh, anyway, you're getting me age here.
It's like when Britney was getting on the
I don't really want to rap, because I'll end up giving you a slap. I might even kidnap, bang you over the bed, make your face go red, get round and you rip off your sussy. How about that?
Like it.
See ya. Anyway, I won't go any further. I'll get you wet. And then I'll make you sweat. Go on, look at that. So as you can see, people, the chemistry between these two is on fire. It's gonna be an exciting watch. If you wanna see these two together, I think you're gonna be delving into a lot of things, aren't you?
Yeah, we just put out Tug of War Part 2, which is on my channel, Tug of War Part 2. Jenny's co-hosting. We just laugh all the way through it. The vibe is
and it's
just
not fake laughter.
In the comments are like, oh, I hate this fake laughter. Unsubscribing.
I must say, though, lads, your laugh. And you think you're going to stop, but you're going... I'm just thinking, fucking hell, Sean, lads. Back up.
It's like people don't want to have a laugh, you know. We're all supposed to be serious.
Everyone's scared to be themselves, basically, on camera. Yeah. Everything's sort of scripted. When you're watching everyone, it's sort of fucking scripted.
Yeah.
And now with you've just got this little bombshell just going, you know, just so it's not scripted. So it's good stuff. If you want to see the new direction, Sean, obviously it's going to be true crime. He's just approaching it from a different angle. Go and get on him.
We're going to be doing all sorts, aren't
we? Yeah, we're
going to
branch out. We've got a dominatrix coming on.
Good.
Well, I want to ask her some serious questions, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Got an England football player coming on first.
Might have coming on at some point.
Well, hasn't she been on with you?
No, that was the other. Scottish.
Oh, yeah, he went on with her, did he?
He went on. She went on with him.
Yeah. So we're hoping to get on us.
We just had Alex Reid.
Alex Reid the other day. He was pleasant. Really nice guy.
Well, he's a mad individual. Where do I know him from? Big Brother.
Yeah, Big Brother. Yeah.
And then he got with Katie Price.
Yeah.
He's just got out of prison.
What's he in prison for?
Some insurance fraud thing.
Oh, so he's on the fraud now? So he's committing fraud now, sorry.
He's fun, isn't he?
He's good fun. Yeah. Good value.
Well, he's the type of character of, like,
that, isn't he? Yeah,
he had a thing about there was a thing about the cross dressing that was in the news.
Exactly, but instead of hiding away from it,
he
embraced it.
Exactly, and that's the best thing he could have done.
Yeah, isn't it? Totally.
Yeah, he's a funny man, that Alex Reid.
Yeah,
it is what he's a big meathead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Talks like a mongrel, like a cow.
He's tall as what I thought he would be.
Right.
He's not short by any means. I thought he would be.
He's solid like Darren, isn't he?
Yeah, solid, absolutely solid.
But mine's natural. Mine's natural is I won't go into him. He's a good man. He's a very extravagant individual, though, isn't he?
Definitely.
But it's good the way he embraces his home.
He's philosophical. He's a family man now. He's just had a kid.
He's very spiritual as well. Surprisingly, very, very spiritual. Right.
I think most people are these days, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think prison's helped him
a lot, isn't it? He kept saying it was blessing in disguise going to prison because he had the actual quiet time in the cell to get his head to fuck together and realise what the fuck was
going
on.
Prison can help you in that way.
Yeah, so he does see it as a blessing. So
to get took out the pitches, boss. It's like, anyway, that's him.
Moving on.
Who've you got coming up in the
future? I've had some David Icke about to be published. I just put one clip up on aliens. What do you think of David Icke?
I think he chats a lot of shit, but he's got to.
Yeah.
That's what conspiracy
is going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's not far from the mark.
Yeah.
So what he's indicating is right, but is he? There's definitely aliens. There's definitely another type of human being. There's definitely another type of human being.
Think about it.
There's loads.
Yeah.
We're just balls of energy.
Yeah.
That's what we are. If you start focusing your mind on the fact that you're a ball of energy, and the purer your energy is, the powerful you become.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Mm. If your energy is poisonous and weak and bullshit, you're going nowhere. You're getting nowhere, and you're definitely not getting to the next level.
Yeah. So I see with you when you say I'm in my flow. It's like you're always in the present.
I'm in the flow. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know how I've managed to get round to this
point.
Have you
always been quite like that in the present? No. Do you think that was prison?
It's all happened in the last
that experience, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Everything lifted. People are saying I'm on DMT.
Great energy in here.
Yeah, but I've never had the DMT, but I've got the same feelings, what you're getting from. You know, like I'm visiting places and it seems so real. But it's just an out-of-body experience. What's in it next for you then, Sean? How old are you, Sean?
I'll let you guess.
52.
Fuck it is, yeah.
You could have at least said 40.
Are you 52 though?
Yeah.
So you're 52.
Yeah.
How long have you been in this game for now? Podcasting game?
So I've had the channel for 13 years. I've been a blogger since the jail. We exposed the conditions in the jail. It was smuggled out. That's since 2004.
So you've been in it a long time.
Yeah.
So are you ever going to step back? Are you ever going to step back and put someone in your position?
More like I'm building a bigger team of people.
Well, that's what I'm.
So
that's what
me
I'm saying.
And Murphy Steeples and
bringing other people.
Joe and James and Ash.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. So, are you looking on stepping back now and being the boss behind the scene?
Wild man called me the robot because I just never stop working.
Yeah.
So I'm on it everything. Yeah, all the time. I love interviewing people. I get to meet such people with crazy stories, and it's the best job in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is that how you're moving
forward? Do you enjoy it?
I love it when
it's
I can do it.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
I'm not like a normal podcaster, though, am I?
What do you mean?
Like, you've never seen me. Well, I've done four episodes with Michael Macy, didn't I?
Yeah.
And then the YouTube channel got shut down. Well, it never got shut down. It just got renamed. And put into someone else's name, and I got told it was shut down.
Yeah,
but it still existed, you know. So I done them four podcasts, and to be honest, I didn't like them.
No,
because they were structured.
Do you want to be more out interviewing people though?
I just want to be myself on an interview. I don't want to have to sit there like that and.
You do know I haven't prepped anything for today.
That's the best. That's the way I am.
Yeah.
That's the best way, and that's why we're getting natural shit here. Most of your interviews that you're seeing, you're sort of prepped. And you can see that preparation beforehand.
My guest booker tries to get the best stories out of people, the titles, so we know where we're going. The thing is, Darren, you're a great speaker, but sometimes you get people in front of the camera, you ask them a question, and they give like a one-minute answer.
Oh,
so unless you know their stories, you can't dig them out of them.
Yeah.
It's like, I won't say who, but I've had a few problems with people trying to get the stories out of them. So now I have a guy who pre-screens them and makes sure they've got the stories and they can tell them.
Simple, questions if you like.
Well, that's what I mean. I couldn't be able to deal with people like that.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to have someone I'm interviewing and he's going, can you take this out? It's none of that. You're in here 50 minutes unedited.
Because having a story is one thing, but being able to tell it is a completely separate thing.
I can invent I can invent a story right now.
Go on, then.
I'm a mass murderer. Now, if I just popped up from nowhere onto this platform and started screaming, I've killed 16 people, I'm fucking mad. 100,000 of them will believe it.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you understand what I mean? And that's how easy it is to fool people and manipulate people. Yeah, people can invent stories, get put on a platform that's half decent, and because the platform's half decent, they're believing it.
That's why you got to ask for people's paperwork.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not many people have got, have they?
Well, we make sure. We try and make sure.
I keep all my paperwork.
How many people try and come on who are fake?
Yeah. Of course he has.
I've interviewed over 500 people by now. 200 on the True Crime Podcast and the rest on the channel. There's got to be some people in there who've embellished or something, you know, along the way. Yeah.
Defo, even in early in your career when you're just looking at interviews, you're probably like... Go ahead, slip in there. You know, that's what they do.
Yeah.
But these have done it. These amateurs now, they've done it. But not out the public eye. They've just done it blatantly.
Yeah.
Right.
Just got some kid and went, go on, tell a load of lies about Darren. And it just went wrong for me, you know?
Yeah.
From that, from, you seen the attack. Mm. It was obvious where it came from. It's obvious who the group is. Mm. I was suspecting you was involved in that group. Mm. I'm now sat here with the clarification in my mind that you were absolutely nothing to do with anything that came towards me back then. And I keep on apologising to you. It's probably going to be the last time I apologise to you because I'm never going to offend you again.
We've built the bridge now, haven't we? So
well, that's it. There was a bridge. The bridge was built and then it got burnt and then Jenny's popped in and laid a little fucking bit of confetti across it, which is strong enough for us to run across.
In knee-high boots.
Well, look, Woody, yeah, it's 47 minutes. We're only going to go to 50 minutes. I can drag it out. I think we've had a nice... Yeah. The whole purpose of this... I wanted to do a full interview with you, but...
Anytime you want.
We'll schedule it in the future, yeah. Whatever, but...
We're coming back up here, aren't we, at the end of the month?
Yeah.
End of October. We're driving through.
So if you want to do a new... we'll do a proper interview then.
Yeah. Is there any studios around here or anything?
On that Monday?
Oh, yeah.
This is a studio.
Yeah, great.
No, we can do it in here. I'll be moving soon.
I like it, yeah.
Hopefully I'll have a one-bedroom flat, you know, so I can have my living arrangements in the studio. But until then, I've just got to suffer in this space.
Oh, it's lovely. The artwork is fucking great, guys.
Isn't it? Love the blue.
Well, everyone likes that one.
Similar head shape.
Everyone likes this Banksy as well.
So you sell these, you said?
I will be, yeah. Once I've done the 55 paintings.
Get on.
So I'm doing 55. Once I've done them, I'll be flying. I'll sell them all.
Why 55?
It's just a number, mate. Okay. The number five. The number five.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's with the number five at me, L5 Alive. Everything's number five.
Yeah.
And when you leave here today, you'll probably see more than usual the number five. Everywhere.
He was obviously watching your podcast, turned it off. He woke up to it in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. So last night, I went to bed. Yeah. And, like, my phone sometimes just starts playing things in the night, and it doesn't happen very often. Like, 2 a.m, I just heard your voice, and I was like, it's starting in the house.
You need to get up.
It's starting in the house.
Don't let that shit. I've never been no threat to you, Sean. I know I've ran my mouth off saying I'm going to fucking blah, 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 but I've never been a threat.
I knew from day one, even without the paperwork proof that's gone out in the last couple of days, I knew from day one someone was using you.
Yeah,
and that's why I've never, ever said a bad word about you. When people started selling me those things you were saying, I said, look, I fully support Darren's fucking mission.
Right, but I didn't just... Let me try and find them fucking messages for you now, so you know the real... Because you've got individuals saying, they're screenshots. No, they're not. I've fucking screen recorded everything.
Screen recorded, yeah.
So let's just see if I can find them now.
How many's on the line?
Well, I'll do it in a minute off camera.
Wow, 650, that's brilliant.
Well, we've held most of them for a while. What's happening, Brummy Chad? Hope you're good. I'm not blanking my people on here. I'm just, as you can see, I'm deep in a conversation with Sean and his
co-host.
And we are going to be buying a painting.
Sean is Scorpio, Darren is a Sagittarius. What is Jen?
I'm a Gemini. Chatty as fuck. Definitely not two-sided.
Who is the stunning blonde from Posture Happy? They're saying they want to choose which painting I'm going to buy. Well, I like the blue.
Yeah, I think that's me.
Yeah, it suits me, doesn't it? The head shape.
Take her with you if you want, Sean.
Yeah,
Have it, mate.
Would love to, thank you.
You're going
to
sit up on your wall behind.
That'll be on the background from my studio with the Wildman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's a fucking good painting. That's probably one of my best, mate.
Yeah.
Have it, lad.
Oh, you're
don't you know when he wants to buy this Banksy? I know you all believe it's not a fucking Banksy. I'm firm in the belief that it's a Banksy.
Can't you get it on, like, eBay or something?
Just let me move this out the way.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, I've got to protect myself with all these with all these drug dealers coming after me.
That is cool, though.
That's therefore a Banksy, that. If you can't see it, people, there it is.
So the streets are my gallery.
The streets are my gallery. It was put facing Liverpool art gallery, glued to the wall, hidden behind a salt bin. New Year's Day, I found it.
Holy shit.
It was dated 2019.
Can you confirm with Banksy, perhaps?
I've tried.
Yeah. Because that looks genuine,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the first time he's put his print on it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you can see this... B-A-N-S ski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the glue was. That was keeping it to the wall.
Oh, see, I think that's genuine.
What it was meant to do was crack when it was getting it off the wall.
Yeah.
Now, if someone else would have found it, we just went at it with a screwdriver and went, and it would just went right down the middle. But because that's why that hole was there, see? To enforce the crack. But I spent half an hour just chiseling it. I knew it was a Banksy, he stayed away.
Yeah.
Had a little crowd following me. But he probably knows I've got it, so he's not saying it's genuine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The minute I give it to someone, it'll just be everywhere genuine. You know what I mean? And that's my life. That's my life as it is now.
Needs an L5 on the back.
Well, anyway, people, it is what it is. Been waiting for this talk with him forever, and now we've had it. We've cleared the air. We're about to shake. We're about to shake hands.
Group hug.
Jenny.
Oh, Jenny's got a nipple on people.
Jenny's got nipples like bullets. So it is from here. We've been on an hour. We've had a good time. We've cleared the air up. There's no animosity between us now. Whatever Sean does in his life, I wish him well. Same with Jenny. I wish them all good.
Thank you.
Nice one, Daniel Early, for that £5. First one in. Drop me a fiver.
Find Jenny on Instagram. Lots more pics.
Jenny, what's your things, La?
So it's at Boomer_Jen. So it's BOOMER_JEN. That's my private one. I guess, well, it's not private. So that's my personal one, which will take you through to the business website.
Well, what I'll try and do, I've never done it before, but I'll try and bang your links up on this live as I drop it now. Or while James is here now, we can do all the linkage for you before he's going, and it's on there and this. So I'll do that now. My people, I might do a live tonight. If not, I'll see you over the weekend. As I said to you earlier on, I've got a little bit of acting to do tomorrow with the people from wherever they're from. I'm just going to do it. Hopefully, I'm hoping it's not a setup. If it is a setup, it's all clickbait, innit? So anyway, L5 alive. Choose a life, not a knife. Darren G as always.
Yeah.
Peace out. Do you want to say something, James?
Close it.
There you go. That's the cameraman right in there. Peace out, L5. Shout. Take it easy.
See you later.
Here at Boomer and Jen, we offer a wide range of organic or recycled clothing. We all know our planet is important. We only have this one. So it's vital that we all work together to slow down and reverse the changes to the environment. Whilst we all know that big industry are having a significant effect on pollution, here at Boomer and Jen, we believe that if we all make small changes, we can do our part. Fast fashion causes detrimental effects to the planet. Not only is nearly 20% of global wastewater produced by the fast fashion industry, but there is a considerable amount of fast fashion ending up in landfill. So let's move away from fast fashion items that are only worn once or twice and start wearing extremely comfortable, durable and environmentally friendly clothing and ethical jewellery. Boomer and Jen was founded in a quiet town in Devon in 2018. It has now gone from strength to strength as the world is becoming more aware of the current climate situation, helping our customers to buy sustainable, quality clothing. All of our products are fair trade and registered with the Global Organic Textiles Standard Association. Check us out on organic cotton clothing.co.uk.